That's because I'm a party pooper. Simon Hughes, thank you so much for joining me. And Rory Bloomfield, both fantastic. We're going to agree. I think we take a vote. Yeah, fabulous Friday panel. Yeah, nods from everyone in the control room. Thank you very much to DJ Edward for reviewing the week's biggest news stories. Well, I'm done for another day. I'm done for another week. Indeed.
Have a good holiday.
Thank you very much, Ms. Hughes. I'm off on holiday next week. You will have the delight, the joy, nay, of Mr. George Galloway next week. So be gentle with him. I'm sure he won't be with you. Mr. John Holmes is here as well. Tell us what's happening on his show.
Well, I'm going to say to you the words monkeys and chemsex.
Not again.
Yeah, I know. It's
what Why, we do every- I don't want to know what you're doing
what
this weekend.
Do
I don't want to know.
It passes the time for me. And of course, being Friday, we take all the abuse we get over the previous 5 days.
Yep.
All
and
the trolls,
get a lot.
All the nasty stuff on Twitter. We don't bin it. We don't report them. We don't block them. We give it to a man called Con, who goes in the lift and reads it out loud as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call condescending.
Yeah, boom. Right.
Boom! There it is.
Do you know what? They almost laugh.
Almost.
Okay. John Holmes.
Pity.
John Holmes up from 1 o'clock. I say I'm done for. I'll be back in a week or so's time. Have a fantastic weekend. Have a fantastic week. And stay tuned after 1 o'clock with John Holmes here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I used to be a labourer. Yeah, I'd be on site by 7 every morning, which meant getting up at the break of dawn instead of staying in bed, cuddling my wife Dawn. But now I drive with Uber, and I start when I want.
Are you ever going to get up?
Or when Dawn wants me to.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 for my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Yes, you can afford a new car. Scrap your old car, and on top of our other great offers, we'll give you £2,000 scrappage to put towards a shiny new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
Morning. Sorry, Stevie's a bit poorly, so he won't be coming to nursery today.
OK, thanks for letting us know.
So I brought Max instead. I packed his favourite toy. He normally naps twice a day and loves playing outside.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the spicy chicken snack wrap. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
We all like to feel our money is safe. That's why I, an ordinary little piggy bank...
I'm becoming an armour-plated, rivet-reinforced, titanium-clad piggy bank.
And your money is just as safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, it's Friday. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, hunt for acid attacker. Hundreds attend Bradley's funeral and Beyoncé's first pick with twins.
Talk Radio.
A manhunt is underway after a spate of acid attacks in East London last night. A 16-year-old boy has been arrested after one man was left with life-changing injuries, but police are still trying to find a second suspect. Labour MP Stephen Timms has told Talk Radio there should be tougher sentences for people who carry out this kind of attack.
Using acid has become less risky than using a knife or using a gun. So what I want the Home Office to do is to make it more risky for people using acid, that they'll be caught and prosecuted simply for carrying acid around.
England striker Jermaine Defoe has joined hundreds of football fans at six-year-old Bradley Lowry's funeral in County Durham. He helped carry the coffin into the church after forming a strong friendship with the six-year-old who died from cancer a week ago. People gathered outside to hear the service.
We come together to celebrate the life of a wonderful little boy, Bradley Lowry,
who touch the lives of millions of people.
So-called chemsex drugs and former legal highs are being targeted in a new strategy after a rise in drug-related deaths. But the government's plans have been criticised by Labour and charities, which say they don't tackle the cause of addiction. A woman has been arrested as part of an investigation into saline bags being tampered with at Cumberland Infirmary in Carlisle. The 24-year-old from Wigton in Cumbria is being held after the discovery by a member of staff at the hospital in January. And more than 5 million people have liked Beyoncé's first Instagram picture with her newborn twins. Sir and Rumi were born a month ago. The singer's picture announcing that she was pregnant broke the app's record for the most likes at 7.2 million.
What are they called?
The boy is called Sir.
Sir?
And the little girl is called Rumi.
Sir?
Sir.
What, as in Arise Sir?
Carter, in this instance, yes.
Sir Carter?
That's his name.
Wasn't that an online encyclopedia? Oh, no, it was N. Carter. Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
What's the girl's name?
Rumi.
Is she?
That's weird. Especially well, to talk about
I just
baby
don't
like
understand.
That,
I just don't understand why celebrities
R-U-M-I.
Pick the weird names. Sir?
Yep. It's not always celebrities that pick weird names.
Well,
sometimes people, like just regular folk, do.
I imagine this is going to crop up in showbiz news later.
Oh,
with Reese, a man from Talksport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. How are you today, Victoria?
I'm all right, John. How are you?
Good. I'm fine, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. What's Guanan, as I believe the kids say.
What?
Don't know. Here's the weather now.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it is.
Yeah,
this is national as well. Brilliant.
It's vague. Mainly dry with sunny spells. Rain in the northwest later. Highs of 22 degrees.
Perhaps we should change that thing to go vague weather.
Yeah. Well, that's the best way to do national weather, isn't it?
Vague.
Otherwise, you'd be there for 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that would just be boring.
Yeah.
I always zone out on the telly when they do really long weather forecasts.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you zone out during your own weather forecast?
No.
Sometimes it seems
maybe like. Sometimes.
Yeah, I thought. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded Friday Sports.
Talk Radio Sports Update. With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. England's cricketers are bowling on day one in the second test with South Africa.
It's not Ben, it's Toby. Just to be clear, it's Toby. I've just been informed, it's Toby.
The Manchester City legend Paul Dickoff has told TalkSport that he expects Pep Guardiola to continue looking for another right-back even after what will be a record signing of Kyle Walker. The Spurs defender is having a medical there today ahead of a £50 million move. But Dickoff says he doesn't expect that to be the end of the hunt for fullbacks.
Three fullbacks have left, so that shows you straight away that fullback position that's maybe not just one on each side. I think he'd probably like two each side because he likes to rotate things in their positions.
And Andy Murray's former Davis Cup colleague, Jamie Baker, says he thinks the world number one may take a break until the end of the year. He was obviously hampered by a long-term hip injury in his Wimbledon quarter-final defeat on Wednesday, with Baker saying he expects the Brit to stop playing until he's completely healed, which may mean a break until 2018. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
I tell you what, I take it all back about Beyoncé's children having silly names, given that report. What was his name?
Paul Dickoff.
Fine. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
So mature.
Talk Radio.
This summer, it's time to escape with Sky Cinema. Now £10 a month for all our existing and new Sky TV customers. From The Secret Life of Pets...
What are we waiting for?
...to Rogue One, A Star Wars Story...
May the Force be with us.
There's something for all the family with Sky Cinema. Now £10 a month when you join or recontract your Sky TV. New to Sky? Bundles start from £22 a month. Search Sky Cinema. For existing and new Sky TV customers joining Sky Cinema. New 18-month contract and further terms apply. New Sky TV customers, £20 standard setup.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So, hello, it is Talk Radio in Hotel Inspector's outfit that he's got. Transport for London are now dropping ladies' pornography to Barcelona. So, just before the old gay whistle test, ladies and gentlemen. Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Oh, hello,
know, ladles and jelly spoons and trampolines. Got nothing to do. Go on this site called Badoo.
Wash up.
And if you haven't got feet, then I apologise. Nothing else could fall in the well. If you're listening, Boris.
Victoria could be your new mum.
To try and put a sex on that.
She'd be able to identify any which way they want.
Some gender-specific person over there.
For 5 hours the other day.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So a very good afternoon to you then, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, seriously, just before we start though, if you do have the surname Dickoff, right? Don't call your son Paul, right? Anyway, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Although, of course, if I worked for Transport for London, as we've been talking about, as an announcer, I wouldn't be allowed to say that because, as we mentioned yesterday and is on the front of all of today's papers, the London Underground managers have banned the phrase, ladies and gentlemen, in a bid to become more inclusive to anyone who doesn't identify as a lady or a gentleman. A more inclusive announcement, and that's something that's very much pleased the Mouse Lobby. Now, if you've ever travelled on the London Underground, you'll have probably seen mice, I'm sure, running across the tracks, don't they? Little mice, you see them if you're standing waiting for your train, there's a lot of mice running around. They've been doing that for years without any kind of recognition, those mice. So while the more generic Tannoy announcements, such as good morning everyone, will be more inclusive for anyone who self-identifies as a non-binary, non-gender specific identity, then it's also going to be more inclusive for mice. So everyone is a winner. They have to listen to it day in, day out, those mice, don't they? I mean, that's as long as we can all agree that the word everyone also includes mice. Although we are just getting word from the small but vocal rodent lobby that mice do not feel included in the term everyone, it turns out, because everyone indicates humans rather than mice. Okay, fine, all right. So, yes, that mice have issued a press release saying they're now fighting the London Underground. They want the policy to be changed so that announcements be changed to good morning, everyone, and mice. That's... Oh, no, hang on, now we're just getting word that that's annoyed the rat lobby, because there's a lot of rats that live down in the London Underground, and they don't identify as mice, so... I mean, that's understandable, but they are similar, but they don't. They can identify as rats because they are rats.
Some do, don't they?
Some do, yeah. And they're allowed to. So they can do what they want, that's the point. But the problem is in the language, Cornelius, isn't it? You've got to you can't dictate as to someone a mouse's species. You've got to do it.
Of course not.
So the thinking, anyway, is to change the announcement now to good morning, everybody, and animals. And that should cover off everything. Oh, well, No, now the insect community are up in arms. Or wings, really. They're up in wings. Because there are moths and stuff down there, aren't they? Like flies and what have you. So it's exhausting, this, isn't it, when you start opening that can of...
We haven't even got into vegetables or minerals yet.
No. I was going to open a can of worms, but then they'd probably be cross or something about invertebrates. I don't know. Anyway, that's continuing. Hello then, ladies, gentlemen, non-binary, non-gender-specific identities, mice, rats, moths, and flies, and worms. I am John Holmes, and this is your Talk Radio in the afternoon programme. It's a Friday! Who doesn't like a Friday, eh? Well, possibly Jesus, obviously, for reasons... So Theresa May is accused by the Scottish and Welsh governments of making a naked power grab as the Great Repeal Bill for Brexit was presented to Commons yesterday. Now, personally, I think it was unacceptable for the Prime Minister Theresa May to go fully nude and snatch Jeremy Corbyn's phone charger. But we now make an at least partially clothed grab at the next 3 hours. And here's what's coming up in it. Here's what you're going to be getting throughout the afternoon. Headline hijacks on the way. Make up a news story. Get it into the bulletin at 2 o'clock. That's all you have to do. Just write some kind of sentences, a paragraph even, of a made-up news lie. Send it to us and Victoria will operate her mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
And it could well be saying you're rubbish. But in the actual news, so it sounds real, here's the number 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere, anywhere you like.
Showbiz Day. It's Friday. On Friday, we invite Rhys, a man from TalkSport. He has no interest in showbiz. He has no knowledge of showbiz. But he'll be here to round up the showbiz for us at around 1:45. That means Friday around these parts. There is a brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. If you've been listening all week, this is your chance to prove it. As we play you bits of the show that have happened and you have to tell us what happened next. End of the week quiz. Work experience punditry today. Our work experience today is Fergus, and he'll be bringing us films for the weekend. Now, my great uncle Eric was killed by the Japanese during the war. So it's only fair, as they took his life, that we take their poetry. And we will be doing so, as, of course, the news is rendered Japanese as we approach it with a strict, rigid number of syllables, 5, 7, and 5, in an attempt to explain the news to you, because it's very complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry about it. The news in haikus is on the way. There's the big debate at 3. All your reactions on the way as well. We've shaken the reaction tree, the magic reaction tree. And here's one that's fallen out already. Here's it, here it is. Here it is now.
John, I think it's great that Johanna Konta did get through to the semis. She was the first British woman to do since Virginia Wade. She was a great player, Virginia. Remember that landmark match, Roe versus Wade? What a game.
What a game that was. Changed everything, didn't it? That?
Yeah.
8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There will be a man whose voice you can hear now. It's Con. Hi, Con.
Hi, everyone.
He'll be in a lift later as it travels downwards through the building, reading out the texts, tweets and abuse we get from the haters. We do not dismiss that hate. We do not block the hate. We do not report the hate. Instead, Cornelius has it in the lift and reads it out as the lift goes downwards. We call that feature condescending. It's later. If you hate the show, did you just yawn, Victoria?
Yes.
Oh, God. There's live music as we drag a busker in from the street to perform for us, of course, to get you into the weekend. And it's some request Friday, if you've got a request or a dedication. For famous speeches and talks, we can't do music, our licence doesn't allow it, but we can do speeches and talks for you, it's the next best thing. Ginger Davies not producing. Ass Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yeah, there you go. Chloe's on the button. Hi, Chloe.
Hi
there. Victoria's bored out of her mind. Yawning
yes.
away.
Yes, John.
Cornelius is in the house.
I'm actually very tired as well.
Great. Right. It's going to be good today, isn't it? Brilliant. You should take some of that chemsex they keep talking about. Pep you up.
Okay.
Okay, don't. All right, then. We need to get to today's big story, of course. And how do we do that? Shall I tell you?
Yes.
It's music. See if you can work out the story. Play along at home. By all means, send us your guesses in. No prizes, though. As you try and work out from the clues within the next bit of music as to what the big story could possibly be today.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, "Son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned?" He said, "Will you defeat them, your demons? Join the Black Parade."
There's the song for today. What a Friday song that is to get you into the weekend. On a talk radio station. It's My Chemical Romance. Welcome to the Black Parade. But why does it link to today's big story and how? That is the question we put to you. Cornelius has been busy working it out. Cornelius, over to you with the solution to today's musical conundrum, musical news conundrum.
Yeah, it's a tough one today.
Yeah.
Is it the lioness who's nursed a leopard cub?
How so?
Welcome, as in a welcome to the world for this new leopard cub by the lioness.
No.
Is it the...
No.
Is it chocolate no. being essential for the BBC proms?
No. Why? Doesn't matter. We haven't got time. Know. Never mind. Yep, no, yes, no?
I don't actually know.
Well, My Chemical Romance.
Oh, chemicals.
Yes, and romance. It's the chemsex drugs. Yeah, that's right. That's the story. That is what we're going to be talking about. You've probably seen it in the news all over the papers today. Of course, a government strategy, a new one, to deal with the problems of the chemsex. They call legal highs, that kind of thing. So we're going to be talking to somebody about that on Talk Radio next on your Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon to you.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Skeletor got £35 off his budget car insurance at Money's Supermarket, and now he feels like the whole world is queuing for his autograph. Like his life's a standing ovation that'll never end. Like he could light up the sky with a flame. Get £35 off budget car insurance. Another epic deal exclusively from Money's Supermarket. Offer ends August 8. New policies only when purchasing budget car insurance through Money's Supermarket before August 8, 2017. Geographical exclusions apply. See Money's Supermarket for full T's and C's.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shade and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shade for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of Leyland Trade True Guard Smooth Masonry Paint for only £19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
It's lights out and away we go. That emergency plumbing job is no match for Nigel and his Renault traffic van. It's his best performance yet. Renault Pro Plus vans are trusted as the logistics partner to the Renault Sport Formula One team, delivering vital components day in, day out. See how the award-winning Renault Pro Plus range can power your team with reliability and aftercare service you can count on. Visit one of our Renault Pro Plus specialist dealers to find out more.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
A breakdown in the roadworks causing long queues on the southbound side of the M6 through Cheshire. A lane down between 19 at Knutsford and Junction 18 for the A54 and the Holmes Chapel turn. Queue starts at 21A for the M62 and the Croft interchange, not held by the roadworks. And through Devon, the northbound side of the M5, queuing due to an accident involving two motorcycles. One lane closed between Junction 30 at Exeter and Junction 29 at Honiton. Queue back towards 31. I'm Stephen Beach.
There he is.
Hey, Mary.
Don't miss the five-star masterpiece. Critics are calling the summer's coolest movie.
Yeah, baby!
Baby Driver is a non-stop thrill ride. Outrageously enjoyable. A full-throttle triumph. You won't see a film like it this year.
That's what makes him the best.
From writer and director Edgar Wright, Baby Driver. At cinemas now. Rated 15.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it is Talk Radio. It's a Friday afternoon. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes, and I think it's time to talk about today's big story. As I say, it's Friday. That can't have escaped your notice. The weekend almost upon us. In fact, I'll beat a poll as to say it's already started, because if this show isn't already giving off a weekend vibe, then we simply haven't taken enough legal highs. And neither will we, because the government's new strategy for legal highs and so-called chemsex drugs has been set out, bringing in, methods of cutting these drugs' use, thereby, I'm guessing, spoiling the weekend for many MPs who tend to enjoy the company of rent boys in rented flats that they've rented for the sole purpose of renting some sex off them. It was last year, though, that new legislation came in which criminalised the production, distribution, sale and supply of these types of drugs. So, with the news today, what is the latest strategy all about? Well, why don't we ask somebody who knows what he's talking about? He's the director of Drugwise. He's called Harry Shapiro. Hello, Harry. Thanks for joining us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, before we talk about that, what does Drugwise do, Harry?
Well, we're an online drug information service. So we provide drug information to journalists, to the media, to professionals working in the field, politicians, really anybody who... Anybody with an interest in the subject from whatever angle.
Right, and indeed the interest in the subject is quite high today, being sort of on the front of a lot of the papers and certainly trending online and so on and so forth. So this strategy, I mean, what is it?
What is it? Okay. It's kind of a continuation, really, of the last strategy, which came out in 2010. So the direction of travel for the government is pretty much the same, which is the sort of front and centre bit of all of this. Is trying to get people who've got serious drug problems into some recovery, really.
Right. Yeah.
And before, the previous strategy very much seemed to suggest that abstinence from drugs was really the top and bottom of what recovery was all about. And I think they've kind of come to the correct conclusion that recovery from drugs and abstinence, yes, fine, but there's got to be a reason to be abstinent. And if you haven't got a job and nowhere to live, really, people in that situation say, well, why bother?
Yes, because the problem stays the same, because there's no crutch to support them, in fact, in that sense.
So the idea of this is that they will be trying to encourage, that they decided to appoint a recovery champion, who I think is supposed to be working at a local level, advising the Home Office on how to encourage local authorities, local employers, local housing associations and whatever, to help people out in that situation.
But that's, without wishing to, put too fine a point on it, really, the idea of appointing people at the Home Office level and then it filtering down to local level is not going to stop people having sex with drugs because it makes it feel nicer, is it?
Well, that's a whole different kettle of fish. The chemsex thing is very much something that's been going on within the kind of gay community for quite some time. And most of the people in that situation are, they're employed, they've got houses. They're not the kind of street homeless heroin users who've been in and out of prison with mental health problems.
So why are the two stories being sort of put together today?
I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. Right. I mean, the drugs that... The thing about a strategy is it's always going to be fairly light on detail.
Yeah.
So, they announce, government will announce, well, we're going to be doing this and looking at that and all the rest of it. But the actual plan for what they actually intend to do tends to come later. So, for example, with the chemsex thing, I mean, the main drugs involved there are crystal meth, methadone and GBL, all of which are already controlled under the Misuse of Drugs Act. So it's not as if any of these drugs are legal.
Now, this was last year's legislation, wasn't it? Because the methadone, meow meow, was a legal high, but is now a Class B drug. Is that right?
Yes and no. Yes, it's a Class B drug, but it's been a Class B drug since 2010.
Right, okay.
So what they tried to do was to sort of mop up...
Someone calling you there, but never
mind. Yeah, it's all right, don't worry. to mop up the other sort of so-called legal highs that hadn't been covered by the Misuse of Drugs Act.
Yeah.
And mainly, I think, as you said, to really stop the sale of these from shops and other sorts of retail outlets. The other thing that legislation did was to try and stop this cat and mouse game with the chemists, whereby you produce a drug, the government ban it, you slightly tweak the molecules, and all of a sudden it's legal.
I see. I'm glad you brought that up, because my next sort of suggestion was the phrase legal high is a misnomer anyway, isn't it? Because that suggests to people who, you know, that this is perfectly fine.
Well, yes, and in fact, pretty much all of those drugs are now controlled under the Misuse of Drugs Act,
yeah,
and will be under the new legislation from last year, because rather than taking a drug, deciding if it's harmful or not, and then banning it, what the government have done has said, if it's not tobacco, alcohol, medicine, food or caffeine, it is harmful. So they've presumed it's going to be harmful before you get any further.
Right.
So that's part of what that legislation is.
Okay. Well, look, Harry, thank you. I know you're having a busy day because of this story, so I'm going to let you go and get that phone call. It's probably Jeremy Vine or something. But thank you very much. That's Harry Shapiro, director of Drugwise, talking to us there about this. And even he doesn't know why they've put the chemsex story seemingly in with the same strategy as the legal high story, because they're slightly different things. And again, like you said, homeless people with heroin and stuff is a very different story to gay people, which is primarily where chemsex has arisen. To coin a phrase.
Harry Shapiro's great name.
Thanks for your input.
Really good name, yeah. That's all I have on this story. But really good, strong name. I'm surprised he works for Drugwise. I think he could be in a cooler job.
Cornelius there, Talk Radio's name correspondent. It's... remind me what you're for. It's 1:30 now. In the next half an hour of the programme, Reese will be here. He's a man from Talk Sports. He has no interest in showbiz. He has no knowledge of showbiz, but he will be rounding up the showbiz because that's what we do on a Friday. There's that plus headline hijack on the way, but it is Victoria now and she's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Metropolitan Police says it's working with the government to see whether laws on carrying acid need to be tightened after 5 attacks last night. They happened within the space of 90 minutes in North and East London, and officers think they're linked. One of the victims ended up with life-changing injuries. A 16-year-old boy has been arrested, but police are still looking for another suspect. Asha Kaur lives off a road where one of the attacks happened.
It's scary because I walk to work and, like, it's just that you always have to watch your back, even with the phone attacks as well, so you just got to be careful, really. So scary to even leave your house.
The boss of a sailing company has been found guilty of failing to ensure the safety of a yacht in which 4 sailors were killed when it capsized in 2014. A jury is still considering manslaughter charges concerning the Cheeky Rafiki crew members. England striker Jermaine Defoe has joined hundreds of football fans at Bradley Lowry's funeral in County Durham. He formed a strong friendship with a 6-year-old who died a week ago from a rare form of cancer. A retired producer of The Bill has been jailed for 17 years for trying to hire 3 men to kill his wealthy partner so he could be with his mistress. 68-year-old David Harris claimed he was doing research for a murder mystery novel but was caught out in an undercover sting. And Serena Williams has praised Andy Murray for standing up for women's issues and rights. The world number one corrected a journalist when he crashed out of Wimbledon, who said his opponent Sam Querrey was the first US player to reach a major semi-final since 2009, seemingly ignoring the success of America. America's female players. The weather mainly dry with some sunny spells, some rain in the northwest, highs of 22. There's more in half an hour.
Male player.
Thank you, Andy Murray, there at the end. And thank you, Victoria, for that news. By the way, if you think the name Harry Shapiro is cool,
yeah.
What, you know, you weren't in the room for Toby Gillies' pre-recorded sport earlier.
Oh, no.
But if he repeats the story at 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. I suggest you listen to it if you're a fan of names. Am I right, Victoria?
You are so right.
I'm so right. You wait, Cornelius. It's a treat.
I can't wait.
I know, because you missed it earlier. Anyway, so that's going to happen in half an hour, as is, of course, Made Up News. Today, by the way, here's a little thing. Bonus news that Victoria brings us at 3:30 won't be at 3:30. It's going to be at 2:30. Now, it's going to be at 2:30 bonus news today, and today it's Animal News.
Animal News.
Animal News.
Yes.
By far the most superior one.
And for reasons that will become apparent, we've moved it to 2:30. So you haven't got long, so I don't know whether you've started researching it yet.
I have had some good suggestions sent in to me from Ask Podcasts.
Do you do requests?
Sometimes.
Like if someone just tweets you an animal.
Oh.
Just say, oh, we haven't heard from iguanas for a while.
Oh, yeah. If someone in the next 10, 15 minutes, if they send me a tweet requesting an animal.
Could I request an ocelot?
No.
Oh.
Doesn't count for you.
All right.
You have to tweet.
I'll tweet you.
No, don't tweet.
All right.
Or if you do tweet, I'm ignoring you.
Okay. Blocked. in the next bit, then, headline hijacks on the way. Made up news stories. We'll do that next.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far out trip into the twilight zone of late night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, it's over to you. This is where we throw the curtains wide in a sense of elbow. Something I don't know what that means. Anyway. Come one, come all. And bring hither the made-up news story. At 2 o'clock, you'll hear the news. It's the news bulletin. It's the time of the news bulletin, of course. But in the 2 o'clock one, there will be a made-up news lie. You are invited to supply it and hear your words, your made-up stuff, said by Victoria as though it were true. It's headline hijack. Here's some that have been coming in. Cornelius has been collating.
Yeah?
Could you read one out?
Well, I just thought you were going to end that sentence. Sort of just fizzled out of that sentence.
Didn't
there. No one ends a sentence like that.
Cornelius has been collating
headline hijacks. That's what you should say.
Cornelius has been collating headline hijacks.
Yes, John, I have. This one's from Ed, who says, reports from Paris, where Donald Trump is visiting, are suggesting that the president and Emmanuel Macron's wife... What is it, Bridget?
Brigitte
has bonded over the common interest of having a much younger partners. Anecdotal stories are suggesting the pair have spent the evening calling each other Cradle Snatcher and the French Cougar.
Thank you. Who's that from?
Ed.
Oh. Thanks, Ed. Not that one. Anyway, this is coming from... who's this coming from? Pete. Alexa. The voice behind the Amazon Echo is reportedly having contractual disagreements with the company. Just 2 years into the agreement, it is now starting to look like the two parties could walk away from each other. Amazon are now holding auditions in various countries for a new voice.
I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, but would you want to keep the name Cornelius?
Yeah, although it's a bit similar to Cortana is the only problem. But yeah, otherwise, I think that's a nice, unique name. It won't lead, because there are not many Cornelii in the in households, are there?
No, because most people's parents aren't cruel. But there's Cornelius Lycett from BBC Radio 5 Live's Horse Racing.
Yes, that's right.
There's Cornelius the Monkey Ape from
Planet
of the Apes.
Yeah.
And you.
And Cornelius Fudge from Harry Potter.
He's not real. Neither's Cornelius Lycett. Have you got another one there?
Yeah, a survey has shown that the average online internet shopper is over the legal limit to drive due to alcohol.
To drive alcohol?
Yeah.
Have you been drinking?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, just checking.
It has been found that the typical online consumer will have had up to 8 units of drink, and it is being thought that alcohol has propped up the online commerce industry since it began.
Is your mobile phone due to be upgraded in the near future? Well, due to Brexit, you can choose whether or not to upgrade in the UK or in Europe. The Consumers Advice Euro have advised that prices are exactly the same, but the phones from Europe will be slightly more rounded.
Rounded?
Round. You can't have a bent. In the legislation that used to say there was the phones had to be bent to a certain angle, but now with Brexit gone, they don't have to be. They can be a different shade of yellow as well. So, so that's all good news. Anyway, that's Hendine Hijack. We'd like you to send yours in, please. Here comes the number for you, and there can be only one made-up story in the news at 2 o'clock. Why not make it yours today? 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Text cost
25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Tweets cost.
Nothing.
That's right. So that's on the way, as is Rhys, a man from TalkSport. He is utterly ignorant as to showbiz. He's got no interest in it. No interest at all. No knowledge. Nothing. So he'll be reviewing it for us after the traffic and travel. It's Talk Radio, Friday afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Back a bit. No. Forward. A bit more. Now, back, forward, wait, forward!
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
I didn't play with toys as a kid. I played with engines. Became a mechanics apprentice at 16, but eventually I wanted a new challenge. So I joined the Navy, and I took what I knew about cars and applied it to destroyers. I learned to fix anything, anywhere, in any situation. And now I help keep £1 billion of warship up and running at all costs. Me, Ravi, born in Stockport, made in the Royal Navy. Start your journey. Search Made in the Royal Navy.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
This is Martin Freeman with an urgent message from the British Red Cross. In response to the recent horrific terror attacks in London and Manchester, we have set up the UK Solidarity Fund. The funds will go to help victims of terror attacks anywhere in the UK. To donate, you can visit redcross.org.uk/unity. Thank you.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Save £40 on this Sovereign 40cm self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £99.99. Homebase, always low prices.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still long delays southbound on the M6 through Cheshire and the roadworks. A broken down car between 19 at Knutsford and 18 at Holmes Chapel. Queue starts at 20 for the Lymm interchange and the A50. Through the West Midlands, southbound M6, one lane down due to a lorry which has broken down between junction 8 for the M5 and 7 at Great Bar. And staying in the West Midlands, southbound M42, a lane closed due to a van which has broken down between 5 at Solihull and 4 at Shirley. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
There he is.
Hey, baby.
Don't miss the five-star masterpiece. Critics are calling the summer's coolest movie.
Yeah, baby!
Baby Driver is a non-stop thrill ride. Outrageously enjoyable. A full-throttle triumph. You won't see a film like it this year.
That's what makes him the best.
From writer and director Edgar Wright, Baby Driver. At cinemas now. Rated 15.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases. And I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, the news, of course. There's a lot of it today, as you'd expect. Donald Trump is in France celebrating Bastille Day, where he is singing the hits of Bastille. on the top of the Arc de Triomphe. It's I think that commences in around 20 minutes' time, doesn't it, Donald Trump?
I think we are going to take that live.
Yeah, he's starting with Pompeii, the big hit by Bastille, of course. And they're going to rain clouds of dust down, I think, on the centre of Paris to commemorate the time that Mount Vesuvius erupted in AD 79, which has nothing to do with the storming of the Bastille.
Other than the band.
Other than the band name. So that's in the news. What else is in the news? Is the tennis in the news today?
No, it's finished, I think.
It's finished now?
Yeah, all the Brits are out, so who cares?
Not, are they? The doubles thing, but, you know. Doubles. If Andy Murray were here, he'd pick you up on that, wouldn't he?
Double players.
That's it. Right, anyway, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, well, don't worry, Cornelius, because we are here to help everybody who has a head that is un-get-aroundable of the new... What? So it's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present to you the news in haikus.
The Scots and Welsh too. Veto Brexit Bill. Celtic spanner in the works.
There's the news. And it's in haikus. So it's a Friday afternoon, and if you're a regular listener, you'll know how we look forward to Friday afternoons, not least because it means Reese comes in here. He's from TalkSport, of course. He reviews the showbiz. He rounds up a week's worth of showbiz for us, and he's got no interest in it or knowledge of it. And hi, Reese.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well. You?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good.
Not too bad.
How's it all over at TalkSport?
It's all going... Please bring the football back. We are so out of stories.
Jim White's 60th birthday today.
It certainly is, yeah.
Is it really?
He looks so younger than that.
Does he?
He looks brilliant.
Where's Alan Brazil?
Alan Brazil is only 28.
I know. look at him.
I know.
What a disaster. Showbiz. I mean, what a week for showbiz. I mean, is it a week for showbiz? I don't know.
Yeah, big week.
It's always a week for showbiz.
what?
Oh, it's absolutely rammed with stuff, isn't it?
Is it? Great? Yeah. What have we got?
Yeah, starting off with Beyonce's kids. She's put the first picture of them up on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Their names puzzle me a bit. One of them's called Rummy.
Yeah.
Or Rumi. Yeah. Well, neither's any good.
No.
And she's called the other one Sir Carter. Has she got the registered power to do that? Can she give her child, like, an official title without dropping her Liz a text or something?
I mean, you're right, because she has taken the honours system into her own hands there, hasn't she?
She has, indeed. I mean, the kid's a month old. What's he ever done?
I mean, if that kid ends up being knighted for any reason, which I admit is unlikely...
Yeah.
It's going to be Sir
Carter.
Well, Carter is their real surname. That's Jay-Z's real surname. Baby is called Sir Carter Carter.
So presumably, given the babies, then he is the original unstoppable sex machine. The unstoppable sex machine.
No, I don't know that.
The band.
Nope.
The only living boy in New Cross.
Got nothing.
No.
Children. Right, okay, so she's...
I feel sorry for the other baby.
Yeah.
You've just been given Rummy.
Rummy.
I'm going to name you after a card game.
She should have gone Dame or something for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought so. It does seem very out of order on poor little Rummy.
So she's posted... This is... Now, correct me if I'm wrong, when she got pregnant with them, she posted a picture of her tummy.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Indeed, she did.
And it broke Instagram or something, you have to say that.
Well, this one sent the internet into meltdown.
Meltdown?
Really?
You know, there was an internet meltdown because of a picture of two newborns with rubbish names.
Yeah. I mean, what's the definition of a melt? I mean, did it go into... Did it literally melt?
It seems that way. It seems that they always use sensationalist terms because I think back in the day, whenever big news came out, loads of people would go to one website and it would crash it.
Yeah.
So that probably is where they derived the term where it all goes sort of mental. But It's an Instagram photo. I don't know how hard it could have melted down.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Well, we talked about this before, didn't we? Because if you remember, the paparazzi were camping out outside her fufu.
Yes.
In order to get the first shots of the babies.
Uh-huh.
Because they're automatic. I mean, as soon as they're in the Beyonce womb, they were celebrities.
Well, one of them's got a knighthood already.
Exactly.
So
so it's a big story.
These are pretty big deals.
But was she able to evade the paps when they came out? I mean, I don't know. And then, so this is the first official photograph.
She's posted this herself on Instagram with an elaborate dress, with a train and a veil. I don't know, you know. At a train station or whatever.
Right.
Standing against a backdrop of flowers. So she went subtle with it.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't go massively grandiosa with Sir Carter's first picture with Rummy.
Is it? So it's Sir Carter and Rummy Carter?
Sir Carter Carter and Rummy Carter.
Are they boy and girl?
Who knows?
I mean, Rummy, you got no clue, really.
No, you haven't. No, it doesn't give any indication, does it, to be fair?
Well, and sir doesn't mean anything these days, because, as we know, ladies and gentlemen, you can't say anymore on the Transport for London.
Mm.
So, you can identify however you like. Those babies can identify however they want to.
That's true.
Let's not take that away from them.
Yeah.
Moving on, though, because I know there's so much more celebrity afoot.
Yep, Shia LaBeouf's been kicking off, because the day ends in Y. He's apologised after shouting abuse at police after revealing he's struggling with addiction. It doesn't say what kind of addiction, so maybe his addiction is actually shouting at the police and causing a scene.
Well, I mean, that would be not self-defeating exactly, but you know, you've got an addiction, you shout at the police, then you apologise for the addiction by shouting it at the police. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah. He needs a restraining order from all of the law enforcement officials. Yeah, he was arrested in Georgia.
You're doing well there if you get a restraining order from the law.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, then you just do what you want.
Definitely.
No one can touch you.
Well, it looks like he's already doing that. He believes he's a little bit above it. Was he the one who did the art installation where he sat there and let people scream abuse at him for an hour? Was that Shia LaBeouf?
He also had a bag on his head at some point, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he's a troubled young man.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, he peaked at Even Stevens when he was on that, the children's show when I was on telly. He was on this children's show called Even Stevens.
I seem to remember that, yeah.
And then it all went downhill when he did Holes the movie.
Oh. Holes the movie was awful. Nearly as bad as the Indiana Jones remake that he quote-unquote starred in.
Oh, yeah.
It was a little bit disgraceful.
Your Even Stevens, by the way,
yes,
is the car to the unstoppable sex machine to me. It's generations in action, that is, isn't it?
It was a kid where Shia LaBeouf was... wasn't called Steven, but they had a neighbour called Beans. But get this, John, he wasn't actually a food of beans.
No.
He was actually a human neighbour.
No way!
And it was from there the human...
The humour...
Derived, yeah.
I think Beyonce's missing a trick there. Beans is definitely better than Rummy. Beans Carter.
Why don't you just call it Get?
Yeah, Well, the next 19 babies there, one of them all, you know. I mean, she's not got a lot else on, to be fair.
Horson. What,
Ah, yes.
What we got now?
I just need a minute to react to that.
Okay. Take as long as you need.
Love Island, yay.
Oh, God, no, not again.
I know.
Oh, is there any spoiler alerts?
Oh,
no.
I haven't seen last two nights.
Unless Theo Campbell is a thief, being a plot twist coming up in the drama that is unfolding. apparently contestant Theo Campbell has been exposed as a thief who swiped a woman's handbag from a kebab shop in Bath.
Right.
Yeah, one witness said the Team GB 400 metres ace didn't make a very quick getaway and was nabbed by police as he tried to flee the takeaway on a night out. Once he was caught up with, he said, "No, I just found it."
Right, and that's Love Island, and he's on Love Island.
I hate
him. He's so annoying.
What is it about him?
He did a really childish reaction when Tyler started getting off with Johnny again, when she got back together with Johnny. Reese asked me.
He's not really interested. He's just being polite.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't like him.
You're telling me?
One of the Love Islanders. Bag thieves, John. That's fine. That's fine.
I don't know him or care. Next.
Strictly Changed Her is the headline here. How Louise Redknapp's bond with Daisy Lowe tore her and Jamie apart. Believe me, it's sensational. Former Eternal star chose fun with party animal Daisy over her marriage, yeah. Even. Says A-Sauce. A-Sauce is back.
A-Sauce is back. Good.
A-Sauce is back. He's meddling around in the Reb Knapp's marriage.
Yeah.
I got it right first time, last one. Yeah, apparently she did Strictly, and instead of getting off with one of the dancers, which is what everybody else does when they go on there,
yeah,
she just started going out a lot with one of the co-presenters. And famous, you know, slippers and pipe man, Jamie Redknapp, was like, oh, I can't be having all this frivolity.
Yeah.
And yeah, they've split up after.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's really sad.
There's the curse of Strictly, they call this, don't they? Is that a thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Supposedly so, because a lot of marriages have broke up because the... In many cases, the female contestants have got close to the male, and vice versa. I think David Seaman cheated on his wife after going on there.
And he's that's true. Yeah. You just said it out loud.
You think it.
I'm certainly sure that happened.
Right, we'll just legal check that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Don't type in Seaman. Spell it right, for God's sake. So the curse of Strictly. There's a curse of Strictly.
The curse of Strictly has brought down the Redknapps.
Right, okay. Finding it hard to
care.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry for them, but showbiz.
You know.
Next.
I've got a lot less interesting for you here. EastEnders actors are now allowed to star in pantomimes again.
I didn't know they weren't.
Yeah, there was a ban.
Thank God I can go back to Panto and watch it.
There were two exemptions from the rule.
Right.
Steve McFadden and Adam Woodyatt, who play Phil Mitchell and Ian Beale respectively, were allowed. They were sort of, you know, the top earners at the top of the cards. They were allowed to go out and be in pantos for some reason.
Yeah.
But lately, the bosses have not been happy with what's been going on EastEnders. The writing hasn't been great, and all the storylines are miserable and really, really boring.
Yeah.
They're going to change that, apparently. I don't know how. Incoming Chief John York has said that unhappy stars, one of their incentives is that they can now star in pantomimes, which I'm sure they're massively buzzing about.
Right. Well, to be fair, I used to work in a theatre.
I believe you've said.
And I worked with a lot of soap stars because that is the thing. But you know what they do it for? And this is absolutely true. So you go, who's in the pantomime? Oh, Thingy from Neighbours, Thingy from EastEnders, whatever it might be. The reason they do it, of course, because it's like 6 weeks' work at Christmas, and it pays their tax bill. So they just do the work, and that's their tax bill then that they have to pay at the end of January. Sorted. Because they get paid
a
lot of money
for them to do. Because like people like Adam Woodyatt and Steve McFadden, their whole careers have been in that one show. So I guess it's something quite different and quite fun to do.
Yeah. Adds to their limited repertoire type thing.
Yeah. I've fact-checked the David Seaman thing.
Oh, good.
You pretty much hit it bang on the head, really, except it was Dancing on Ice and not Strictly.
So. The wrong one.
Yeah. Different curse.
The curse of reality TV, not just on us, the viewer. On the contestants as well.
Let's call it that. Have you got a final one to take us into that weekend, the showbiz weekend we're all looking forward to?
The thought of Ed Sheeran playing private gigs in Russell Crowe's bar on his farm.
Right.
They're mates, apparently, and Ed Sheeran's gone down there a couple of times. Of the friendship, Russell Crowe said, I've got a little bar where we hang out on the farm. He's put on a show there a couple of times. It's more of an English pub. It's called The Blind Rabbit. So, yeah, Ed Sheeran's been playing private gigs for Russell Crowe and all his friends on farms.
I mean, it is hard, isn't it, to have any interest in this stuff whatsoever?
It is, don't you think? It is. It really is.
But, Reece, we thank you once again, though, for bringing it to our attention.
No worries.
We rely on it. There we go. That's your showbiz roundup from a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's what we do on a Friday. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Reece, thank you so much. And now on the way is Headline Hijack. So, a made-up news story in the news, which is coming very shortly indeed. But, of course, we need to know who the headline hijacker is. Cornelius has the name of the person.
It's Nick.
Where's Nick from?
Nick is from Suffolk.
Hi, Nick. Nick's in Suffolk. He's today's headline hijacker. Made-up news story will be coming out of Victoria's mouth, masquerading as truth very shortly indeed. Also to come on the programme today, live music, as we drag a busker in off the streets to perform for us. It's part of our busker sessions. It's what we do on a Friday. There's the big debate at 3. Work experience punditry, Fergus. Our work experience Fergus will be here to talk us through films for the weekend. And don't forget our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. And next, we will be talking monkey copyright. It's all on the way. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I used to be a security guard. Work nights. Instead of being at home with the kids watching TV, I was always at work with Big Barry watching CCTV. But now, I drive with Uber. I don't have to work on social hours if I don't want to, and I can do and watch whatever I want.
Daddy, can I watch Doggy Detective?
Brilliant.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
TradePoint, we've got everyday low prices on your plastering essentials, like 25kg multi-finish, just £4.68, and 25kg bonding plaster, just £5.97 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
The race is on this summer.
I'm coming for you, Storm.
Good luck out there. You're gonna need it.
Do your kids need refueling? Take a pit stop at Subway stores and get a 4-inch sub, a drink and a snack. Plus, get an exclusive Disney Pixar Cars 3 toy with every kid's pack. Four to collect. Disney Pixar Cars 3 in cinemas July 14th. Subway. Keep discovering. Available for a limited time only at participating stores while stocks last.
Is now your kid's sleep time? Maybe it's your take out the recycling time. Or, if you're enjoying some you time, it could be the perfect time to renew your tax credits. Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Do it now. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits now. We're ready when you are.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At just about 2 o'clock, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's Friday. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, manhunt for acid attacker, jail for TV producer who tried to hire hitmen, and Beyonce's first pick with twins.
Talk Radio.
Police in London are searching for a second suspect wanted after 5 acid attacks within the space of 90 minutes last night. One victim has been left with life-changing facial injuries. A 16-year-old boy has been arrested on suspicion of GBH and robbery. Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick says she's working with the Home Office to see if there needs to be a change in the law.
We need people in our communities to look out for people who might be thinking about buying or carrying acid and challenge them. And we're also working with the government to see whether there is anything that needs to be done to make it either harder to get the acid or more of an obvious offence if you're carrying it.
A company boss has been found guilty of failing to ensure the safety of a yacht in which 4 sailors were killed. The Cheeky Rafiki capsized in the Atlantic in May 2014. A jury at Winchester Crown Court convicted Douglas Innes. They're still considering manslaughter charges over the deaths of the 4 crew members. The funeral has been held for Bradley Lowry, who became famous as the mascot for his favourite football team, Sunderland. The 6-year-old had a rare form of childhood cancer and died a week ago. Hundreds of people lined the streets of Blackhall in County Durham to pay their respects. A retired TV producer who worked on The Bill has been jailed for 17 years for trying to hire 3 hitmen to kill his partner so he could be with his lover. David Harris offered them £200,000 to murder Hazel Allinson as he plotted to sell her £800,000 home. But the 68-year-old was caught out discussing the deal in an undercover sting.
There is no doubt. I will sell the house the quickest way possible. And I've got an offer and there's a company that sort of buys it cheaper. I would then put the £150,000 into your bag, into your hand. It would be cash.
And Beyonce has revealed her first picture with her newborn twins. 5.8 million people have liked the singer's post on Instagram so far. But people at Latitude Festival aren't entirely convinced about their names, Sir and Rumi.
I quite like Rumi. It's unusual, it's nice. I'm not sure about Sir, though.
Couldn't imagine calling a baby Sir. That's awful.
Go to your room, Rumi.
Well, we weren't sure about it either. We've been talking about it, of course.
Of course.
But could you check that we didn't know what the legal ramifications are of knighting a baby before it's done anything of note?
John, it's not a real knighting. It's just the illusion.
Well, but it,
illusions of grandeur.
Can you call something sir? Is that right to do so? And the Queen really does have the.
But also, the babies are American. It's not a British thing, is it? They're in the US.
Mm.
So your logic.
No, I'm not sure. That I'm not sure it's allowed. The Queen. It's the Queen. For this sake. Have some respect.
Does this mean the Queen now owns that baby?
No.
Like with swans, the Queen. Yes. The Queen owns all babies.
Yeah. Well, all, no, babies. All knights.
No, she, the Queen knights with swans. The Queen owns all babies. I mean, you can have a baby, but the moment it comes out, the Queen owns it. I mean, that's goes back to
property of her majesties.
And don't go near a baby either, because it'd break your arm with its wing.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Victoria's got the news now. No, the weather.
What are you on?
She's got news of the weather. National weather.
Mainly dry with some
sunny. I don't know,
spells.
But I think there's new legislation against it. What?
Are you doing illegal things at work?
Absolutely not.
No.
Don't be ridiculous.
You were talking about chemsex a lot earlier.
Well, we were discussing
it. In the news. That's what we do. We talk about the news.
Mm, just as long as you don't start doing the news.
I'm not doing it.
Doing the news.
you're the one that comes in here and does the news.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you just do the weather?
Do a line of news.
So, mainly dry with some sunny spells with rain in the northwest, highs of 22 degrees.
Well, that was a couple of weather lines.
That's actually two lines.
Okay, fine. And now.
Always end on a high.
Now here's Toby with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. England's bowlers continue to toil on day one of the first test with South Africa at Trent Bridge. A short time ago, the tourists had reached 60 for one after lunch. Former Tottenham boss Tim Sherwood has told TalkSport there are no losers in the deal that'll take Kyle Walker from White Hart Lane to Manchester City. He's having a medical there ahead of a £50 million move. Sherwood says it's a cracking deal all round.
It's good for all parties. I think it's good for Kyle Walker. I think he gets this move, which he obviously wants. I think Tottenham have got a great sum of money. Man City have got a great attacking right back.
Swansea say they've put a fair valuation on midfielder Gylfi Sigurdsson as Everton continue to court him. The Toffees are understood to have made a £40 million bid for the attacking midfielder. The Swans owners have released a statement today, though, insisting they won't be bullied into selling on the cheap. And it's men's semi-finals day at Wimbledon, starting with Marin Cilic against Andy Murray's conqueror Sam Querrey. A short time ago, the pair were into a first set tiebreak. Later, Roger Federer plays Thomas Burdick. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a woodland in Roehampton has come under criticism after a sign was put up saying that children under the age of five should be kept on a lead at all times. The Little Marsh Woodland Committee's hit back at the disapproving remarks on their Facebook page, saying that toddlers and babies have been harming wildlife while playing in the area.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news, and Toby with the pre-recorded sport. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, it's Song Request Friday. As you know, if you're a regular listener, you can request a speech or a talk. Not music. We don't do that. Radio 2 do it. Don't they? We got the idea from them, if I'm honest with you. Simon Mayo on a Friday afternoon, because it's Friday, a bit of a Friday vibe, just throws open the phone lines, he throws it all open to the listeners and goes, oh, what song would you like to hear and why? And they come and they go, Simon, I'm driving to a place I'd like to hear a song, please, have you got one? And he goes, yeah, I have, and it's here, and he plays it. And it's great. We can't do that due to our licence restriction from Ofcom, because we're a speech radio station. So what we do is the same thing, but with speeches and talks. If you'd like to hear one, an anthem, a Friday banging speech,
whoop, whoop.
Maybe you'd like to talk along to it in the car, whatever it is, let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Here's one that's come in right here, right now. Hi, John. John, Cass, Con, Vicky, Dibble, Showbiz, Reese, Sammy Jolo, off the travel, Sammy Jolo,
we're doing it with the travel,
and Yasmin Khan. One of my all-time favourite hit speeches is, of course, "American is not great," from the acclaimed US drama Newsroom. Please, could you play it for me while I smash into this Viennetta? Love you. And that's come in from Letitia in Dean. Well, Letitia, yes, we can. For you, for Song Request Friday, here it is.
Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of our paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it any time he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Hey.
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is, there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories. Number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period generation period ever period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the f*** you're talking about. Yosemite?
There it is. America's Not Great, from the acclaimed US drama Newsroom. That's for Letitia in Dean, who's enjoying a delicious Viennetta this afternoon. If you have got a request for a speech or a talk, well, you can get in touch. You know the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
And start your message with any word you'd like.
It is Talk Radio, and it's the afternoon. So a photographer who persuaded a monkey to take a selfie with his camera in the jungles of Indonesia has said that he's struggling financially after the monkey sued him over a breach of copyright. This is real. The photograph in question was taken in 2011, but in 2014, when the photographer, a man called David Slater, asked Wikipedia, among others, to stop using it without his permission, they said it wasn't even his picture in the first place, it was the monkey's, because the monkey pressed the shutter. This is still real. Then, the US Copyright Office ruled that animals can't own copyright, which is bad news for owls, of course, who invented that whole 360-degree head-spinning thing way before it was stolen by the little girl in The Exorcist. But then, in 2015, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, or PETA, filed a suit against Slater on behalf of the monkey. Then in 2016, a judge ruled against the monkey, this is still real, and PETA, appealed on behalf of the oblivious monkey. Now there's even a question onto whether it's the right monkey, because the photographer says the one in the picture is female and the one who's suing him is male. This is still real. Craig Jones is not that wildlife photographer, but he is one, certainly. He's on the telephone now. Hi, Craig.
John.
Hi there, thanks for joining us. So, I mean, at first glance, this, of course, has a hilarious picture of a monkey taking a selfie, right? And this is, it's a very famous picture, it's gone round the world, but made, it seems, no money for David Slater, and as a photographer, you'll know, of course, you get paid when you sell that picture on. But this is sort of, this hasn't happened before, this kind of thing, has it?
John, I've seen this picture in the press over the few years, and it's kind of funny. It's a beautiful picture, really innocent, and they say don't wear women and children, but the picture really captures the innocence of these quite rare crested macaques and silhouettes. Without the intuition, the flair, and the sort of artistic flair of the photographer, the picture would never have been taken, for one. And it's kind of sad that it's got to this stage, because copyright is a very grainy area. As a photographer today, I use that word very loosely, because most people give away their work, their products, their sort of, you know, give it away free.
Right.
And I think it's a struggling industry to get anything really for this. And I think this sends a bad message, mainly for that, and secondly, the conservation issue, John.
Well, you're absolutely right, because at the end of the day, you know, these animals are photographed in the wild in this situation by people trekking quite a long way to do so in order to highlight the plight of these creatures, isn't it? And this picture, you could argue, has done a lot for that, but it's kind of been forgotten because of this this stuff surrounding it. So
these beautiful... Sorry to interrupt there, John, but there's about 4,000 of them. Most of them, the rainforests are being cleared. They're used also for bushmeat. Really inquisitive, sort of beautiful animal.
Yeah.
He made it into the bigger competitions. It's in the Indonesia archipelago. I sort of work, or done some work in the neighbouring islands, I've told you, research in Sumatra. So anything to help that sort of old archipelago is really great. The photographer in question, but I feel quite sorry for him. You know, he echoes a lot of working professionals today that, you know, the last person to get paid is often the photographer, if at all.
Right.
And in this case, the image, the thought, the planning all went into this. And, you know, he's having to sue that. And I've read today, John, very quickly, that he can't even fly to America to represent himself.
That's right. Yes, he hasn't got the money for that at all. And he's thinking of sort of... Having to take up, you know, dog walking just to make some money. But in terms of it's a very grainy area, this copyright and photography.
Yeah.
And does it come down to whoever presses the shutter?
I think America has a different law. I'm not too sort of gend up on that, John. But in the British laws, the laws have changed recently. And, you know, people can, you know, there's been rumours that social media can take all your pictures and steal them and you don't really own them. But at the end of the day, you still own the picture.
Yeah.
These macaques came up, like many, when they see their reflection, very inquisitive, 1993, 97, respective DNA is the same as us. So they've got a lot of human traits, touching, they like reactions, they like noises, ooh, they're spooked. And this little fella pressed a button.
Yeah.
Whether he saw his picture and he knew what he was doing, like we can pose, smile for the camera, is debatable. But I don't really think it should have ever got to this stage. And I think the US, with respect, have got sort of really sort of weird laws regarding copyright. And I think the original case was brought by Petra. I must say that they do great work with, you know, fighting cruelty and violence towards animals. Great. But in this thing, I think they've got it wrong, John.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I agree. And I don't understand because, you know, as you say, they do work about fighting cruelty.
It's the ethical
treatment of animals. But again, David Slater was there highlighting the plight of these creatures. He's not treating them cruelly in any way. He's setting up some equipment.
Oh, no.
And he got lucky when a monkey came and pressed a button. What on earth have they got to do with PETA?
I think this picture's been used. If you do a Google search today, it's used. I think the photographer deserves the right to be paid for that.
Yeah.
Going on record, I'm not a clever person, so I'm not trying to be... I'm not after an argument with anything, but I think the photographer solely went there with a case to highlight that, you know, the rainforest being cleared, like I've done in Sumatra, to neighbouring islands, bushmeat, locals being forced to cut down trees and to kill animals, when really these people should be empowered to look after what they've got, look after these macaques, tourism, wildlife tourism, bringing Westerners with cameras. I think it's a real missed opportunity, and it's just a case of, you know, let's slay the photographer again and let's give them no money while others, you know, mainly the legal industry, make quite a bit of money from this. And all that's been lost in this, John. Sorry to talk under my nail, but I've got quite a lot of sort of experience in this area.
Cool,
and Indonesia is a tough nut to crack, so to speak. So anything that gets the spotlight, this is good. But I just think this is kind of funny, but it's not funny. And, you know, we could turn this around to save the forest, save these macaques, save the people, like, you know, in a lot of these places. But it's just about copyright and money, and I just get lost in it generally.
I know. Well, it's easy to do so. As you say, on first reading, it is hilarious, but it does underline this quite serious issue. I mean, it's been personal. We made a documentary for Talk Radio at the end of last year. I went to Rwanda to photograph and make a documentary about for the gorillas, the mountain gorillas. And it's the same story, of course, because they're hunted just over the border in the Congo and so on. But without, you know, us highlighting that, which was the point of the documentary, and without us bringing back the picture, you know, I got some incredible shots of these gorillas.
Nobody would know anything.
Well, no one would know.
10 years ago, I'm ex-forces,
exactly.
And ten years ago, the UN were in Rwanda, if not longer, Hutu rebels, mass murder, mass graves. Now they've turned themselves around, they're picking up tourism, trade, wildlife, you know, jungle treks and all that.
And all the money is going back to the people on the ground as well, that's the crucial thing.
Very much so, and we can do this with other places, and I think David, with respect to him, I can't speak for him, was trying to, you know, highlight these beautiful photographic monkeys to do this. And it's sort of been lost, and 6 years later he's on about, you know, taking a dog for a walk and others. But it's a difficult industry, because I believe, I've got a website, I help people, John, very impersonal, but I believe anybody can take a picture. What takes time is learning to see, and what that means is experience and what you're doing. And obviously John saw something in these, this trip of macaques that they were watching,
yeah,
and derived this picture from that, and to be treated in the way that he has, I think sends a shocking message in an industry that's already dying, as well as the conservation undertones to it all, really. Yeah.
Craig, listen, thank you very much for talking to us. That's Craig Jones. Craig Jones, wildlifephotography.co.uk, if you'd like to look at some of Craig's excellent work as well. And he's at CraigJones17 on Twitter, if you'd like to follow him. And he makes some very good points there. We've just been lucky enough, though, to... we've heard an opinion. This story involves, of course, both humans and animals. And that's the human side. But what of the point of view of the monkey? We're very lucky to be joined in the studio by a monkey, and I want to know really what you think of this case, because it does involve monkeys. Well, yes, well, that's exactly what Craig says, but the highlighting of the plight of the macaque is what's important here, isn't it? Well, I'm not surprised you're angry. I mean, it makes sense, because this is a... But should the money go back to your community? I mean, what would you spend the money from the photograph on, should you earn it? Well, yeah, but you could just pick bananas, couldn't you? All right, fair enough, just calm down. It's fine. But at the end of the day, right, I think the human should get the money, not the monkey, don't you think? All right, but... But it's a I admit that it's a contentious issue, right? But you know, what's your message for all monkeys out there? Thanks very much indeed. There, first we're talking to a human and then a monkey about that story where a monkey is suing a man for copyright over a photograph of a monkey. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. It's time for the end of the week quiz next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
All of human history has led to this moment.
And if we lose, it will be a planet of apes.
Critics agree War for the Planet of the Apes completes the best blockbuster trilogy since the Dark Knight films.
We will bring an end to their kind.
It's edge of the seat stuff, says The Guardian.
So emotional!
Impressive, says Empire.
This is war.
The Telegraph calls it a soulful, mesmerizing spectacle.
I did not start this war, but I will finish it. Apes together, strong.
War for the Planet of the Apes. In cinemas now.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Save £40 on this Sovereign 40-centimetre self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £99.99. Homebase, always low prices.
If you pay for something, you should get to keep it, right? Yet with most mobile networks, you have to say goodbye to any data you haven't used at the end of every month. So say hello to Sky Mobile, the only network to automatically roll over all your unused data every month. And no matter what plan you choose, your data is yours to keep for 3 years. Plans start from £5 a month, and Sky TV customers also get free unlimited calls and texts. Search Sky Mobile and say hello to rolling your data with plans from £5 a month. Sky, believe in better. 12-month minimum term. Free calls and texts to standard UK numbers as a Sky TV customer. Standard price £10. Acceptable use policy and terms apply. Redeem data per 1 gigabyte.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still long delays southbound on the M6 through Cheshire and the roadworks. A broken down car between 19 at Knutsford and 18 at Holmes Chapel. Queue starts at 20 for the Lim interchange and the A50. Through the West Midlands, southbound M6, one lane down due to a lorry which has broken down between junction 8 for the M5 and 7 at Great Bar. And staying in the West Midlands, southbound M42, a lane closed due to a van which has broken down between 5 at Solihull and 4 at Shirley. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Right now, BT Infinity comes with our lowest ever standard fibre price. It's $24.99 a month on a 12-month contract, with $59.99 up front. That's a welcome discount of over 25%. You'll get the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi compared to major broadband providers and free access to 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots across the UK. So don't miss our lowest ever fibre price. Join BT today at bt.com/deals.
Discount versus price from month 13. $34.99 per month, 25 gigabytes usage. Prices may change. Terms apply. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Taking some of your reactions, of course, to the monkey selfie story we were talking about. Cornelius has one there.
John, what about the Go Ape Adventure Park? Surely monkeys should own those. Same with monkey bread. John, this photographer who got sued apparently is considering dog walking.
That's right, yeah.
He should be very careful because sometimes when you take a dog for a walk, it may bite its own lead. Then the dog may claim that it's taken itself for a walk.
And sue him again.
Really should watch out for that.
And obviously we need to be
That's coming from a lawyer as
Thank you for that. And we've got to be quite careful as well because with the film The War for the Planet of the Apes in cinemas at the moment, as we've just been hearing about, this is how it started. At 1 minute, a monkey has almost accidentally pressed the shutter of a camera. The next minute, it's riding a horse with a gun and catching humans in nets. So just think on that. Right, let's look back over the shoulder of the week. Looking back over my shoulder. It's our end of the week brand loyalty testing quiz. It's what we bring you on a Friday. What you get here is bits of the programme from the preceding 5 days, and all you have to do is tell us what happened next. Ben, who's on the telephone. Hello, listener Ben.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, yeah, we're all right, thank you. It's Friday, isn't it, Ben? So, you know.
Oh, yeah, thank God.
Yeah. What do you do, Ben? Do you get the weekend off, Ben, with whatever you do?
I'm off for 3 days this weekend, so I'm moving house.
Oh, all right, then. Yeah. So, what do you do when you're not moving house, Ben? Where are you and what do you do?
I'm in Horsham, West Sussex at the minute. I work in a warehouse packing boxes.
Oh, I see. What are you packing in the boxes? What sort of things do you pack in your warehouse?
So horse products. I work for KM Elite in Ifold near Billingshurst. And we just pack all horse products and send them out to shops and that.
Horse products?
Saddles?
Yeah, like saddles, like any foods or just head collars, everything really.
Lasagna?
A little bit, sometimes.
All right, good. Well, Ben, what we're going to be doing now, because I know you've been listening, hanging on our every word this week.
For the last five days.
So what we're going to do, we're going to play you some clips of what we did, and all you have to do is tell us what happened next. Ben, it's very simple. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here we go. It's the end of the week quiz. So, question number one. Ben in Horsham. Monday, we had the third chapter of our children's story book based on the Gruffalo. But regarding our Friday evening presenter here at Talk Radio, it's the children's story of the Galloway.
The worker continued, off with a dash. A reporter saw the worker and his next front page splash. He, Mr. Worker, come over here. Would you like to be interviewed for my media smear? Thanks for the offer to give me my say, but I'm off to a talk by the Galloway. He fights for the miners and refutes all your stories and will bring on the downfall of...
But of what? What will the Galloway bring around the downfall of, according to the children's poem? Is it A, occupied territories? Is it B, films that are gory? Or is it C, the elite ruling Tories?
I know this one, I remember it. It's C.
It's C. Let's find out if you're right, Ben. Here we go.
He fights for the miners and refutes all your stories and will bring on the downfall of the elite ruling Tories.
Here's the right answer. Well, very good, Ben. Very well played.
Boom.
Yeah. Okay. Question number two. This is Tuesday. A huge argument erupted in the studio between myself and Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello.
Over what colour a tennis ball is. And it ended up with Cornelius taking to the streets live around where we are based in London, and asking strangers what their opinion was.
What colour do you think this ball is?
This is not what colour I can say. This is a very confused to me. This is, you can say...
Yellow, light green.
Light green.
Light cop out.
Light green.
Light green. Thank you. Cheers.
Right.
Excuse me, what colour would you say this pool is?
Lime.
Lime? someone's just crossed the road to avoid me.
Yeah, understandable. Come on, final part of the survey. This is excellent. This is okay. Live radio surveying of the great yellow or green tennis ball debate on Talk Radio.
What colour do you think this ball is?
Light green.
Light green. Mm. I think that's, if anything, that's inconclusive, John, that this ball is definitely green and not yellow.
Right, which actually, of course, the fact of the matter was that it's yellow. But anyway, I then asked Cornelius and Ben to ask a member of the public, another member of the public, another tennis-related question. What was that question? Was it A, how do you spell juice? Was it B, can you shout out in a tennis umpire's voice? Or C, was the question, what was the colour of Rafa Nadal's seed?
I'm going to go for C again.
Okay, let's find out. Just one more question.
What is it?
Cropped up with Lisa O'Sullivan.
No.
Go and find someone.
Okay, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm running in the road here. Okay, what is it?
What colour is Rafa Nadal's seed?
Excuse me, what colour do you reckon Rafa Nadal's seed is?
Rafa Nadal's what?
Seed.
I've got no idea.
And there it was. It was C. C was the right answer. Very good. Final question for you, Ben. Yesterday, we imagined what it would be like if there was an actual PC brigade in the new cop show, Gone Mad, the PC Brigade.
Tonight on Gone Mad, PC Brigade. Cops shut down a camping shop going by the name of Blacks. Bruce Forsyth puts a stop to this sickening behaviour.
Ladies, gentlemen and children... Well...
And a half and half loaf of bread is thrown at a hermaphrodite. Ah!
But what was the star of the show, Andy Murray, going to do in the next part of PC Brigade? Was he going to put an end to Julia Hartley Brewer? Was he going to go to Blackpool and insist that they rename it? Or C, pornography?
I didn't actually get to hear the show yesterday, so I'm going to go for C again.
You're going to see Andy Murray putting an end to pornography? Let's find out what happened.
After the break, we follow Andy Murray and his plot to take down Julia Hartley Brewer.
Ah, it was Julia Hartley Brewer.
All right.
Then. Look, you got... we got to Cornelius very quickly for the score there. Cornelius, that's Ben. He's moving house this weekend. He was playing the quiz. I don't know if you heard it.
Sorry, how... Yeah, I did. How quickly do you want the score?
As soon as you've added it
2.
Up. Thank you very much indeed. Although, Ben, for a bonus point, what colour is a tennis ball?
Green.
Yeah!
No, it's not!
Correct!
It's yellow, you've got
correct.
No points!
Three
no points!
Points.
No
three
points.
Points! 3 points!
No points! It's optic yellow, it's fluorescent yellow, it's not green.
Green.
That's the official
green.
Line from the
All
lawn.
Those people green. In that clip said it was green.
Lawn Tennis Association told us that. So.
Oh, those bods.
Ben, good luck with the house move. Thank you very much for playing. That's Ben in Horsham there. Looking back over the shoulder of the week in the next half an hour of the programme. Work experience punditry on the way. Our work experience Fergus will be here. He'll be telling us about films for the weekend. We've got Victoria's bonus news coming up very shortly as well, an hour earlier than usual for reasons that will become clear. Live music on the programme from a busker we've dragged in off the street as well later. Cornelius will be in a lift as it travels downwards through the building. He'll be reading out the haters' texts and tweets. That's condescending. And the big debate at 3. It's all on the way. It's 2:30, Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's got the news next. I never wanted to
say goodbye. Talk Radio. A manhunt is underway for a second suspect after 5 separate acid attacks in London in the space of 90 minutes last night. A 16-year-old boy has already been arrested on suspicion of grievous bodily harm and robbery. Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick is looking at whether a change in the law is needed. Adele Bellis was the victim of an acid attack 3 years ago and explains what happened to her.
I was on the phone, so my hand got the brunt of it, my arm, my chest, the side of my head, I lost my ear as well.
It's emerged threats have been made against experts involved in the case of terminally ill baby Charlie Gard. The family spokesperson has issued a warning outside the High Court, where his parents are appealing for the right to take him abroad for experimental treatment. A yachting company boss has been found guilty of failing to ensure the safety of a yacht in which four sailors were killed. The Cheeky Rafiki capsized mid-Atlantic in 2014. The jury's been discharged after failing to reach a verdict on manslaughter charges against Douglas Innes. A retired TV producer has been jailed for 17 years for trying to hire three hitmen to kill his wealthy partner. David Harris offered them £200,000 so he could be with his Lithuanian lover. And Donald Trump has been overheard saying France's First Lady is in such good physical shape. The US president made the comments while on his trip to Paris. The weather mainly dry with sunny spells with rain in the northwest, highs of 22 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Victoria, because bonus news is an hour earlier than it normally is. Bonus news is here.
I know.
For reasons that will become obvious later. However, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that bonus news is there for one reason only. It's there because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be, in Victoria's terms. But she gets paid the same money, so she has to make the time up. We bring you animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days to cover everything off. But today, here we are, plunging our way in to animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Now, we've already talked about monkeys today, but I wonder how you can improve on that.
Okay, so I'm starting off with a request, because you did put that out there and Thomas was the only person to get in touch and he wanted to hear about corn snakes, so here you go.
Right.
A couple had a bit of a surprise when they discovered a 3-foot albino corn snake in his daughter's toys at his home in New York. So Shireen Elnaga screamed to her husband to check they didn't have any toy snakes before realising it was in fact real. And then Jay Dabby then dialed 911. And then police, around an hour later, removed the reptile. And then he was very grateful.
An hour later?
Yeah, because apparently there had been some more serious incidents, so they weren't top of
bigger,
the...
Bigger snakes?
No, I think an officer had been shot.
Oh.
So serious stuff,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. But they were happy. With
why did
they,
why was there a snake in the toys?
That's... Yeah, they'd been on holiday. They came home and then discovered it. They don't know how it got there.
Do we suspect some sort of Toy Story scenario?
No.
Where the toys were coming alive and maybe the snake was a toy but forgot to play dead? Or the toys had just lured the snake back in from one of their crazy adventures?
Well, I think that's the more likely option here because they didn't have a toy snake.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
So you're absolutely right. That's clearly what's happened is they've gone out.
Yeah,
the toys have come to life.
Maybe it was in one of the grabbing machines that Woody got caught up with. Because the alien toys, they weren't... Andy didn't own those.
The claw is my master.
Yeah, exactly, those ones.
I have been chosen.
Was the claw the snake's master?
We don't have that information.
No?
And I think it's unlikely we're going to get that information at all, ever. Moving on, thanks to AsProgCast for this one. A lioness has been pictured nursing a leopard cub. And wildlife experts say this is extremely rare for different species of big cats to do this. So they've heard of lion cubs and lionesses adopting lion cubs, but not of a different species. So it's lovely. It's a little teeny leopard cub cuddling up.
And supping milk from the teat.
Please stop saying these words. You're so cringy.
No,
it's creepy. The way you say it is just horrible. Don't say it again.
I'm just saying that what happened was, clearly...
Have you seen it?
Have I seen it?
Yeah. Have you seen the picture?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
I often of a morning I will Google milk teat. And that's what popped up in my news feed first today.
That's why we think you're creepy.
Music's...
I've got one more.
Do you want me to...
Yeah. Okay. And I dedicate this last one to you, John.
Oh. It's not. I mean, something tells me it's not going to be nice, but thanks anyway.
I need to compose myself.
Go on.
Okay. Scientists have made a breakthrough that could eventually help lead to a cure for baldness.
Oh.
I mean, out of all the presenters on this station, John, to have that story dedicated to, you've been quite unlucky there.
I mean, literally, they're all completely bald. I mean, James Whale, Sam Delaney, Julie Hartley Brewer, they're all completely bald. Yeah, you picked on me just because it's starting to go at the back.
I mean, started. So anyway, the scientists, they've discovered that in animals, individual hairs communicate with each other to form an even covering all over the body.
Ah.
But in humans, that signaling pathway appears to break down in certain areas, like in the front of scalp in men and the crown in men like you, John, leading to bald patches alongside lush hair growth.
Yes. Right, I need better communication is what you're saying.
Yeah, your hair needs to talk. What? Actually, the crown's going too, isn't it?
Yeah,
both ways.
I'm old. What should I?
Fighting a war on two fronts.
I am.
Aren't you?
No, we don't.
But you'll be finer because you've got pubes on your head. Your hair is very reminiscent of pubic hair, isn't it? It's very wiry.
It is wiry.
It is.
It does look like pubes. I've had somebody else mentioned that earlier.
What, did they?
Yeah.
So
Darren Goff.
What animal should I put on my head in order to disguise that then?
I think a cat. No, actually, it needs to be smaller than that. Maybe a guinea pig.
A guinea pig.
Yeah.
I just strap
half a guinea pig.
Half a guinea pig. Thanks, Chris, because it's small.
No, but that's cruel because that means you have to kill it.
Yeah, but I've got hair to think about.
Well, maybe a guinea pig which died of natural causes.
So you think I should strap a dead guinea pig to...
Half a
dead guinea pig to my head.
That died of natural causes.
Died of natural causes to cover up my... slightly thinning patch.
Not slightly.
Unbelievable. Thanks, Victoria.
Animal news. Animal news.
You all right there?
It's like you're interviewing the monkey again.
In the next bit of the programme, your films for the weekend. It's Work Experience Punditry. Fergus will be here reviewing them for us. Talk radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to?
My name is Kandas. I'm 34 years old, football lover, father of one. I live in Northeast London. Before I became partner with Uber, I was working as a parcel delivery driver. It was a bit of a nightmare. So much pressure. You know, it mentally affects you. I heard about Uber just end of 2014. Everything's done by app. No one's giving you pressure. You get to meet quite a lot of people, especially at night time after 12. So it's really fun talking to them. I've got more freedom. I can work the time I want. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I can see my daughter more often now. She's in year 7 now, so I got more time for her. I'm visiting more countries now, and I'm going to do a few more educational courses as well.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
The race is on this summer.
I'm coming for you, Storm.
Good luck out there. You're gonna need it.
Do your kids need refueling? Take a pit stop at Subway stores and get a 4-inch sub, a drink, and a snack. Plus, get an exclusive Disney Pixar Cars 3 toy with every kid's pack. 4 to collect. Disney Pixar Cars 3 in cinemas July 14th. Subway. Keep discovering. Available for a limited time only at participating stores while stocks last.
Internet and calls costing too much, minions?
Ugh, blammock.
Don't worry, you won't believe what you can get for £20 a month with Sky. There's super fast Sky Fibre.
Sky Fibre.
And Sky Talk evening and weekend calls. Plus new Sky Talk Shield. All for just £20 a month, including line rental for 18 months. And better yet, it's exclusively for our Sky TV customers. With just £19.95 setup fee, it's such good value, you'd be bananas to miss it.
Bananas!
Sky. Believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas, new 18-month contracts. Check speeds at sky.com. Sky Fibre 25 gig monthly usage cap. Activate Sky Talk Shield online. Further T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still long delays southbound on the M6 through Cheshire and the roadworks. A broken down car between 19 at Knutsford and 18 at Holmes Chapel. Queue starts at 20 for the Lim interchange and the A50. Through the West Midlands, southbound M6, one lane down due to a lorry which has broken down between junction 8 for the M5 and 7 at Great Bar. And staying in the West Midlands, southbound M42, a lane closed due to a van which has broken down between 5 at Solihull and 4 at Shirley. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Right now, BT Infinity comes with our lowest ever standard fibre price. It's $24.99 a month on a 12-month contract. With $59.99 up front, that's a welcome discount of over 25%. You'll get the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi compared to major broadband providers and free access to 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots across the UK. So don't miss our lowest ever fibre price. Join BT today at bt.com/deals.
Discount versus price from month 13. $34.99 per month, 25 gigabytes usage. Prices may change. Terms apply. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio.
It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show from 6 a.m. 5 days a week with everything you need to know. With sports and news and film reviews and showbiz goss and attitude. It is the very model of a Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show.
Start your day with the morning boss, the legend that is me, Paul Ross. It is the very model of a modern Full Set Breakfast Show.
Fast-talking breakfast radio that always hits the right note. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So President Trump is the guest of honour at the Bastille Day celebrations in France, of course. July the 14th, Bastille Day. That's happening. There is tennis going on again, and we do bring you an update every day while Wimbledon is on. And at the moment on the, I think it's the John Peel Court, there's a man with a bat, and he's just he's getting a little clap there from the crowd because he's much wiped his nose on his sleeve now as well, and we await the next shot. Let's see, bounces it on the line, bouncy bouncy it goes, bounce again, bounce 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 and bounce bounce bounce, and he's hit the ball.
Update. Another return, it's out.
Tennis update for you there. Anyway, the news, and this is already complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around why they keep an extra tennis ball in their pocket when they have a whole team of people to look after tennis balls.
It's annoying that we haven't written a haiku about that, because that would have explained it for you. But never mind, it's written about the news.
Oh, I can't get my head around the news either.
Oh, really?
No.
That's fortunate. The news, complicated. That's right, because of, you know, Japanese poetry. And that helps us through, doesn't it? It guides us through the most complex of news or sport events. Is made clear, really, by short-form oriental verse. We all know that, and that's why we do it. We present the news in haikus.
No Brits left in Wim. Bolden, that's uncontrolled immigration for you.
The news in haikus. Quarter to three, Friday afternoon. On a Friday, we like to bring you information as to what you could do with your weekend, specifically if you're thinking of going to see a film. We'll be doing it courtesy of our work experience, Fergus. It's work experience punditry. We get the work experience in here to do stuff essentially for free. Fergus, hello, welcome back.
Welcome. Oh, no. Thanks for having me, John.
You're welcome. Yeah. You can welcome me all you want. That's fine. Now, you've been watching films on our behalf. So where are we going to start?
We'll start with Baby Driver, which is the new film I watched this week.
Yeah, this is Edgar Wright's film, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah. It's new Edgar Wright.
It's got very good reviews, I understand. I haven't seen it yet, but before we talk about it, let's have a clip. This is Baby Driver.
So you're just starting your day, or did you just get off?
Oh, I don't know if I ever get off. They call, I go, you know.
So what is it you do?
I'm a driver.
Oh, like a chauffeur. You drive around important people.
I guess I do.
Anyone I'd know?
I hope not.
Well, aren't you mysterious?
Maybe.
Maybe? So when was the last time you hit the road just for fun?
Yesterday.
Oh, I'm jealous. Sometimes all I want to do is head west on 20 in a car I can't afford with a plan I don't have. Just me, my music, and the road.
I'd like that too.
There it is, a clip from Baby Driver. So what did you make of it?
I really enjoyed it, yeah. I enjoy Edgar Wright generally, so I wasn't surprised. But yeah, I thought it was a really good film.
Is it, because Edgar Wright's got a very distinctive style, I think, which he obviously first sort of developed during Spaced, the Channel 4 sitcom that he did, and obviously the Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead and kind of thing. Does it sort of carry on with his distinctive way of directing?
I think in some ways, but I think in some other ways it's a little bit of a departure. It's not really a comedy in the same way as those films were, and it's a lot less... Well, I was going to say it's a lot less British, but neither was Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and that was him as well. Mm. But, yeah, it's a bit more of a kind of thriller-type thing. It's still quite funny, and it's all very silly, but, yeah, it's a bit different.
So what's the plot? The plot, as far as I know, there's a it's a young kid getaway driver, essentially. Is that the gist of it? So that, talk us through the plot.
Well, actually, no, the guy's name is Baby. He's a fully grown adult.
I wasn't suggesting he was a tiny baby or anything. Like, I'm not saying one of Beyoncé's children... age was perhaps getaway driving, but he's I mean, because in the film Drive, which is the Ryan Gosling one about getaway driver,
that is, yeah,
he's quite young. But how old is Baby in Baby Driver? He's like 20 or something.
He's probably about 20, or maybe my age, maybe a little bit older or younger. Yeah.
So what's the without spoiling it, obviously, what's the gist of it?
Well, it's funny you'd mention Drive, because without spoiling anything, it basically has the exact same plot as Drive. So yeah,
and it's but the distinctive thing about it is that it's all done to a soundtrack that he because he's got tinnitus, right? That's the thing.
That's the idea, yeah.
And he has to listen to music all the time to drown that out. So the whole thing is cut to
music, pretty much. Or at least for the first 20 minutes or so, it's all cut to music. This is one of my favorite things about the film. Actually, the way music is used is really cool. The choice of music is impeccable as well, and I think it really captures, as someone who walks around with earbuds in a lot of the time, it really captures the escapism of kind of walking around feeling like you're in a music video as opposed to on the tube or wherever.
Do you do that thing like I do? So I'm fine listening to music when I'm walking around. I will cut my life to the beat of what's going on. And that's why I'm quite looking forward to the film, because it sounds like that sort of thing. Do you do that? You know, when you sort of walk downstairs or something, you're going to get a tube or whatever in London, or whatever, and if I'm listening to music, I will edit my movements to match the beat. Is that sad? Is that just me?
No, I think sometimes do it, but not often.
I'm weird, because I do it to the Today programme. That is weird. Yeah. That's really quite odd speech, right?
Well, the Today programme is done fully in iambic pentameter, isn't it?
They do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so it's easy to do
the whole
that.
Thing.
Yeah.
The whole thing is structured in that way.
Yeah,
it's only because it's Radio 4 listeners demand a certain level of. I mean, Paul Ross's show is done basically like a limerick.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't really. And a rude one at that. All right, so Baby Driver, we're recommending, Fergus. And in terms of where it sits, I mean, it's been, as I say, it's been very well reviewed by other reviewers. None such as you, you know, as good as yourself, of course. But in terms of you know, where it sits in the pantheon of Edgar Wright, it's an obvious step for him to do, because it's not got Simon Pegg in it for once, and it's kind of a, does it feel like a more grown up film?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
It's quite an I would say, if I had a criticism of it, it's quite an empty film. It's not really about anything. It's just a really good piece of entertainment.
The cast is good.
The cast is fantastic.
Kevin Spacey,
yeah.
Jamie Foxx, I think, isn't it?
Well. John Hamm, Mad Men, as well.
Yeah.
Which is a great show. It has a great cast. And it's well written and it's funny. But no, it's not really about anything. And some of it's a bit silly. I mean, without spoiling anything, there's
don't
a bit...
spoil it.
Okay, I won't spoil it then.
Well, unless you think that's not a spoiler.
I'll tread lightly.
Yeah,
but
tread very lightly.
Towards the end, there's almost kind of a horror film style climax where the villain just won't stop coming back from the dead and not dying.
All right, stop now. Good. So it's got zombies in it as well. Brilliant. So, all right, that's Baby Driver. That's out of the cinema. Of course, what are we talking about next?
We are talking about Django Unchained next, which is on the TV this weekend.
All right, here's a clip from Django Unchained.
What's your name, boy?
His name is Django Freeman.
Why'd you dig him up?
Well, a fortuitous turn of events brought Django and myself together.
I've heard tell about you.
I heard you've been telling everybody that Mandingo's ain't no damn good. Ain't nothing nobody is selling is worth buying. I'm curious. What makes you such a Mandingo expert?
I'm curious what makes you so curious.
What did you say, boy?
Calm down, Butch. No offense given. None taken.
Monsieur Condi, I'd appreciate if you could direct your line of inquiry toward me.
One, you do not have anything to drink. Can I get you a tasty refreshment?
Yes, I'll have a beer.
Wunderbar. Roscoe, a beer for the man with the beard, and I will have a Polynesian pearl diver. Do not spare the rum.
There it is. That's Leonardo DiCaprio and Jamie Foxx again, speaking of Jamie Foxx in Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah, there's a connection I hadn't even thought of.
There you go. That's right. Welcome to the professional world. See, it's little touches like that, Fergus, that makes a difference between you and the big boys. Have you seen this before? Did you see it when it came out first?
I saw this when it came out, and yeah. I've seen it quite a few times. I really like this film, just to get straight to my opinion. Yeah, I think this is a fantastic film. And actually, I think it's funny that we'd hear Leonardo DiCaprio there, because I think this is probably the best performance of his career.
That's interesting, because he's put a lot of work in, DiCaprio. He's a very good actor. A little bit underrated, I think, sometimes. But when he did that Howard Hughes biog, The Aviator, wasn't it? He was amazing in that. He really inhabits, you know, he's very good at inhabiting these characters, I think, DiCaprio. And Django Unchained, again, like Edgar Wright, this is the work of an auteur, in this case, Tarantino. And where do you, you must be a Tarantino fan, I guess.
I am, yes.
So where does this sit in the work of Tarantino, then, for you?
This is going to be a controversial opinion, but yeah. I would go ahead and probably call this his second best film.
Would you?
Yeah.
What's the best one?
Can you guess?
It's going to be Pulp Fiction, isn't it?
It is Pulp Fiction, yeah.
I thought so. So, but I like Django Unchained. I don't know where I'd put it, but I interviewed Tarantino when it came out about it. And we talked mainly about music, weirdly, and because obviously that's very important to him in terms of his choosing of soundtracks.
He's
again, a bit like Edgar Wright in that sort of way. There was a lot of talk at the time about whether or not it was cultural appropriation before that phrase was even a snowflake millennial thing, but because it's going back a couple of years. But in terms of, should he be writing scripts with the N-word in? Should he be doing, directing this? And I just wondered how it sits, in terms of, because you're a millennial. So did it offend you in any way for any of those reasons? Because you're of the demographic that it would offend if it was going to offend anybody.
Well, not only am I a snowflake millennial, I went to a very left-wing university. Of course, I heard a lot of talk about this at the time. I don't think that it is offensive, because I think that you can write about something offensive without endorsing that thing.
Yeah.
It's not,
12 Years a Slave, is it?
It's not, no.
Because it's a little bit more exploitative than that, but it sort of does have the undercurrent of history with it, I suppose, doesn't it?
It has the undercurrent of history, and unlike that film, it's not really supposed to be a nuanced look at the issue of slavery.
Yeah.
It's more just like a really satisfying revenge film. It's a blaxploitation film, isn't it? It's kind of in the spirit of the 70s films.
Which is, Tarantino's an enormous fan of and stuff, so it sort of pays homage to that, I guess. It is quite violent, though, isn't it?
It is, and again, this is another thing that people always criticise Tarantino for. But I will defend his use of violence. I think he said in interviews that he thinks blood is very cinematic. I think that's true. I think he uses it with a lot of flair. And actually, I think it's interesting all the different ways he uses violence in this film. He uses it both, as I said, kind of just as a cinematic effect. He uses it to, make the audience uncomfortable and put us through the stress of the characters. He also uses it for humor, kind of as a punchline. And finally, towards the end of the film, he uses it for payoff when the bad guys get what was coming to them. So,
when's it on?
When's it on? It is on Comedy Central on Sunday.
Comedy Central?
Yeah.
Is it? I wasn't expecting that.
It is. Oh, right. Wait, no, it's on that Step Brothers. Okay, it's on Channel 5, I think.
Okay.
And I think it's on Saturday, but I'll have to double check.
Yeah, okay, fine. Comedy Central. All right, fine. All right, finally then, what are we ending on?
We're ending on Step Brothers, which is actually on Comedy Central on Sunday.
Fine, good. And what's Step Brothers?
Step Brothers is one of these 2000s films that they don't seem to make anymore. Not exactly a family comedy, but a 20-year-old man comedy, basically.
Okay, so what's... I don't think I know it. Who's in it?
Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. It's one of those Will Ferrell films.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Let's have a clip of that, Step Brothers. Step Brothers.
How you doing over there? Really good. Okay.
Did your son know anything about carpentry?
No, not a... Did I hear a drill?
Dale.
Power tools.
Dale, no power tools.
Oh, what?
No power tools.
You know what? I forgot I have to brush my teeth.
That is not your toothbrush.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm all done anyway.
We did it.
We did it.
It looked amazing.
Look at that. That looks like what you would buy from a store.
It should have been.
Look
a
at all this floor space.
So
with
much.
With aerobics in here.
So many activities.
Do step class.
It's making my head spin how many activities we can do.
Play army then?
Yeah.
This is how we do it.
Da, 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 da.
Hey, I never asked you.
Yeah.
Do you like guacamole? Oh! Open! Oh, God! Run! Run! Run!
Well, I'm guessing they're stepbrothers.
They are indeed stepbrothers. Yeah. How did you guess?
I don't know. I mean, we're running out of time, so very quickly, but in terms of Will Ferrell films...
Where does it stand? Well, I will say, I really liked this film when I was a kid, because it said all the naughty words that I wasn't allowed to say.
Okay.
It hasn't exactly held up, but that's the case of a lot of Will Ferrell films. I will say that Will Ferrell usually basically plays a man-child in all his films, and in this film, that's literally the part that he's playing in the film.
Yep.
So
yeah.
He's very well cast,
okay.
I'll say that.
Good. Well, we're out of time, so hold that thought. Fergus, thank you very much indeed. Work experience punditry there. We drag the work experience in from the office and force them to review stuff. And that was films. We tell them it's a leg up into the industry. Blatant lie, Fergus. It's just we don't have to pay you. Right, still to come, the big debate at 3 o'clock. We bring you live music on the programme in the final half an hour of it, and there will be a man in a lift reading out texts and tweets from the haters that are gonna hate as the lift travels downwards through the building. He's called Con. The feature's called Condescending. It's all on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll take news next.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The trials begin. Families at war. Battles for the throne. Until you can take no more.
No more?
Okay, one more.
How about loads more? With the Now TV Entertainment Pass, you can stream every new episode of Game of Thrones Season 7. Plus, you'll also get a 14-day free trial. Just search Now TV Game of Thrones.
And let your trial begin.
Exactly. Want to watch at mine? I've got crisps.
Ooh.
18 plus, new customers only. Pass also renews at $7.99 a month unless cancelled.
New boilers, please.
You can now buy a new boiler from British Gas with 0% interest for 2 years.
15 left.
But hurry, this offer will only be around until the 31st of July.
30 love.
And don't forget, all British Gas boilers come with a 5-year warranty.
40 love.
So for a new boiler with interest-free credit, search British Gas New Boiler.
Game, set and match, British Gas.
Conditions apply. We're a credit broker offering products from a panel of lenders. Credit subject to status.
And gently pull away. Very good, Miss Riley. Now, continue at this speed, and when I tap my clipboard on the dashboard, I want you to brake immediately in a controlled manner. Oh, excellent. Lovely bit of braking.
The Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3, helping you stop short on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Now, Miss Riley, let's see a three-point turn.
Modern, shaker, traditional. Gloss, mattes, painted to order or wood. Galley, with islands, without islands. Whatever the kitchen style you need, you'll find it at Jewson. Right now, get 40% off selected paint to order ranges. And if you spend over £2,000 on any by design kitchen, then you'll get an Amazon Echo for free. How's that, Alexa? Price excluding VAT. 40% off selected kitchens right now at Jewson. Find your nearest showroom at jewsonkitchens.co.uk. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, Friday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, second arrest after acid attacks, violent threats in the Charlie Gard case, and hundreds attend Bradley's funeral.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, a 15-year-old boy has become the second person to be arrested after a spate of acid attacks in East London last night. A 16-year-old is also in custody. One man has been left with life-changing injuries. Labour MP Stephen Timms has told Talk Radio there should be tougher sentences for people who carry out this kind of attack.
Using acid has
become less risky than using a knife or using a gun. So what I want the Home Office to do is to make it more risky for people using acid, that they'll be caught and prosecuted simply for carrying acid around.
A spokesperson for the parents of terminally ill baby Charlie Gard says threats have been made against legal teams and doctors involved in the case. They're back at the High Court hoping to convince judges to let them take the 11-month-old abroad for a trial therapy. Alistair Seaton Marsden has been urging supporters of the family to donate to Charlie's fund instead.
I understand there's been certain threats made against the judiciary, against doctors for the hospital and against nurses. Peaceful protest is fine, but we'd prefer protest not directly outside the hospital, and we absolutely abhor violence.
A jury at Winchester Crown Court has been discharged after failing to reach a verdict on manslaughter charges against the boss of a yacht company. Douglas Innes was earlier convicted of failing to ensure the safety of the Cheeky Rafiki. Four crewmen died when the yacht capsized mid-Atlantic in May 2014. England striker Jermaine Defoe joined hundreds of football fans at six-year-old Bradley Lowry's funeral in County Durham. He helped carry the coffin to the church after forming a strong friendship with the six-year-old who died from cancer a week ago. And more than 6 million people have liked Beyoncé's first Instagram picture with her newborn twins. Sir and Rumi were born a month ago. The singer's picture announcing her pregnancy broke the app's record for most likes with 7.2 million.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Hi there. How's your afternoon so far?
It's okay. How's yours?
It's all right. Doing this?
Yeah, me too.
Just been at work, really.
I've just been at work too, actually. Yeah.
You don't really do anything in the gap, so do you?
No, I do. Really? I had to go to a meeting.
What?
In between the last bulletin.
What the hey?
We've got daily meetings now.
Have you? What are they about?
About output.
Anything to report from that one?
No.
Are you just saying that because we're on the radio?
No.
Oh, there's just nothing. So it's a waste of time,
basically.
No. Oh.
No.
No. You just saying that because the boss is listening?
Don't think he is.
No, probably not. I think, to be honest, I think he thinks Julie Hartley Brewer does 6 hours.
No.
I don't even know this is here.
No, he knows this is here.
Does
because it? Do you remember he spoke to you about the wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
Which, that's still not been organised.
This is where
your
you...
Your grudge match with you and Denny.
Yeah.
Denny, he said he would have you.
Well... I'm not sure that was on the table or anywhere else. Why were we wrestling? I can't remember. There was going to be a wrestling.
Donald Trump, because of the video of Donald Trump and it superimposing the CNN logo on that guy who he body slammed.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there was going to be a wrestling match between me and the boss.
Yeah.
Sort of like that scene out of the film Women in Love, naked as the day we were born.
I mean...
On a rug in front of a roaring fireplace.
That doesn't sound like wrestling, John. Granted, I've not seen that film.
It starts as wrestling.
Oh, right. I won't ask how it ends. Shall I do the weather?
Oh, it's a happy ending.
I bet.
Do the weather, yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Dry and sunny for most, rain in the northwest, highs of 22 degrees.
Always end on a high.
Yeah, you say this.
I know. It's because it's true.
It's repetitive.
Yep. So's your wet, so's your news and your weather. So the...
So's your opener. And the rest of the show.
I'm surprised you've seen my opener.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You're being crude.
And now here's Toby with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. England's cricketers are bowling on day one of the second test with South Africa at Trent Bridge. The tourists have reached 136 for two a short time ago. Liverpool have accepted a £5 million offer from Lazio for Lucas Leiva. The Brazilian has been at Anfield since 2007. Barcelona have re-signed Gerard Deulofeu from Everton. He initially joined the Toffees from Barca, but they had a buyback clause thought to be worth just over £10 million that they've now exercised. Meanwhile, the Toffees will face either Slovak or Norwegian opposition in the Europa League third qualifying round. They've been drawn to face the winner of the Ruzom Berok versus SK Brann tie. If Aberdeen get through to the third round, their next opponents will be either Apollon Limassol of Cyprus or the Moldovan side, Zarya Balti. And Andy Murray's former Davis Cup colleague Jamie Baker says he thinks the world number one may take a break until the end of the year. That after a hip injury hampered his Wimbledon campaign. Meanwhile, in the semi-finals at Wimbledon today, Marin Cilic is playing Sam Querrey, the man that knocked Murray out. It is one set apiece. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much indeed, Toby Gillis there with his pre-recorded sport. We're going to do the big debate very shortly here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So then, still to come in the next hour, to take you into the weekend, we bring you live music. Now, today, the musician in question is a guy called Joe. He has been in before, and he's come back, because not only can he play the musics, but he also has a very interesting story, which we spoke to about last time, so we're going to get an update from him. On that, he's going to be with us from about 3:30. Ahead of that, of course, a man called Con will be in a lift. And as that lift travels downwards through the building, he'll be reading out the texts and tweets and abuse we get from the haters on social media and wherever. Now, there's still a very little limited time to hate me personally or this show in general or anyone who works on it. 87222 is the number. Start your message with the word talk. They cost 25 pence to hate us, which I think is worth it, isn't it? Or you can use Twitter. At Talk Radio, which means you can hate us for free. And who knows, your hate might be read out in today's Condescending as Con travels downwards in the lift with them. What? So all that's on the way. Plus, don't forget, it's Some Request Friday. A bit like Radio 2. Where Simon Mayo does all Request Friday with music. We're not allowed to do that, but we can bring you speeches and talks. So if you've got a classic banging speech anthem, one of Churchill's maybe, or a TED talk by some obscure scientist, then do let us know. And we'll play it for you, you know, if we've got it in the archive. It's Some Request Friday on Talk Radio. Now, though, it is time for the big debate. So in the 90s, we had acid house, and now we've got acid idiots who, rather than throw acid at houses like back then, they now think it's clever to lob the stuff into people's faces. Now, there has been a sharp rise in idiots. London alone saw a large number of idiots, some as young as 13, but the true figure might be higher, as experts say that the true scale of the problem is hidden because some idiots simply won't come forward. Since the start of 2017, the scale of idiocy has almost gone off the scale of idiocy nationally, an expert told Talk Radio earlier. In fact, we know that the number of idiots has now increased to the largest number of idiots since records of idiots began. On the line, listening to me say words, is Talk Radio listener Richard. Good afternoon, Richard.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, you've called in to talk about pies.
Yeah, I have. I'm so tired, John. Pies are causing an obesity epidemic, and I'm big into fat shaming, and it's taking all of the fun out of my hobby.
Yeah.
And every amateur that just calls somebody tubby thinks they're a fat shamer now. You know, that'd be like having a show on Talk Radio and calling yourself a broadcaster.
Yeah, well, the similarities have been made before. But what I'm interested in is let's get to the root cause of your what I can hear in your voice is a livid, furious anger. You know, if you just, you know, because obviously you're very agitated and animated about the whole thing. What is it about a pie? I mean, are we talking about all pies here? You just want to see them eradicated? Just what?
Yeah, burn them, I think.
Burn.
But there's just too many pies now. It's proliferation culture, I think.
Yeah.
You know, there's more pies, more immigrants. We've now got three types of you, you know, you with an R, U apostrophe R-E and mid-year.
Yeah.
I just don't know where it's going to stop, like placenta pie. Does anyone think that's a good idea?
Well, let's find out, because there's another caller on the line who's been listening to you, called in...
One of those idiots has come forward.
Well, we'll see. Patsy, good afternoon.
Hello, John.
Hello there. So, Richard says that... Should we eat placenta pie? Where does pie stop? Where does pie start and stop for you, Patsy?
Pies usually start in the morning and they stop sometime around night. I eat them all day. I mean, they're both entertaining and convenient. You can put anything in a pie, John. Mm. Chicken, springs, ham, mustard, gravel, gravy, ptarmigans, kidneys, even eggs. I only had a delicious egg pie just 15 minutes ago. There were 20 eggs in a case replacement, baked in a lead-lined oven for security, and eaten in the same place, largely for the same reason.
Well, what would you... Sorry, what to interrupt, but what would you say to Richard?
Because
Richard wants to criminalise pie, and this is, of course, pies. Yeah. This is the production, the supply, and the consumption of pies. And you turn everyone involved in that chain, in the pie chain, into criminals, Richard.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, he's obsessed with pies. He sounds like Bob Mills. I just think that the pies are disgusting. They're a northern invention. And that my friend Dickie Fitz, for example, he loved a pie, he did.
Yeah.
And it cost him his career when he was caught in flagrante with a pie at Michael Barrymore's house. He had 7 types of custard up his bum. And now he can't walk past a Greggs without crying.
Right. Well, it is an emotion.
If I could just take you up on that.
Yes, do.
Pies were originally invented by miners as a way of protecting their meat and potato bilge from the ravages of coal dust. Now, after Thatcher killed all the miners back in the 80s, the pies had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Two entrepreneurs, both called Greg, set up sanctuaries for the pies, safe spaces where they could let off steam.
Yeah, sort of like the Calais migrant camps, but for pies.
But for pies. Then, of course, the two Gregs realised there was way, way more money to be made selling the pies to the British people as food. And thus the modern British economy was born, which is why today a barrel of pies costs less than a barrel of smoke or a barrel of immigrants.
Well, you've certainly done the sums. He's done the sums, Richard, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, we're not here to discuss facts. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
This is Talk Radio. I don't know if this is your first time on. And I'll pick you up on the Thatcher thing, because that's a good friend of you. You know that.
You're picking me up.
Good point. I've expertly destroyed you there.
Loser. Well, you would have done, but unfortunately we lost your signal. But let me look at this. I just want to... What do you make of the... I mean, we've all heard of the phrase pie in the sky, right? But this is proving very controversial, yeah, isn't it? This is pies fitted with cameras, and they're like sort of pastry drones. And, of course, they're flown into the air to help pastry chefs look down on what they're baking. But it's controversial, isn't it? People have been flying these foodstuffs near aeroplanes, near airports and so on and so forth. There's been a proliferation of chefs being near airports, as you know, and shining steak and ale into the eyes of pilots. And it's dangerous, isn't it? It's dangerous, Richard.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's another thing. But I don't even like those, like you say, pilots. I think it's a disgrace. We should have...
Well, they're small pies.
Aircraft.
Small pies.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's all northerners that do this, by the way.
We need to get rid of the north.
Get rid of the north. I mean, that's...
Get rid of the north. No, I think... I agree with just getting rid of the north, just on principle, but I think we can also license pies. I mean, think of Porky Pies. They were licensed by Porky the Pig, much like Paul Newman and Lloyd Grossman did with sauces.
Yeah.
And he had that famous advert where he'd try and eat a whole one before vomiting and delivering his famous catchphrase, that's all, folks.
Yes, what point is it you're trying to make?
That pies can be licensed.
Right, like, so you're saying, okay, so every, so you're saying we keep pies, but if you want a pie, you must have a pie license.
Yes.
Right, okay. Richard, is that acceptable? So pies aren't willy or nilly anymore. You've got to have a pie licence if you want to eat one.
No, I think that's a disgrace. I'm also slightly confused about... I didn't realise we had to have a point. But let me say this instead. The word pie comes from the old English word pie, for which there's no known translation, but it basically means fascist bread. Now, is Patsy a fascist?
Patsy, are you a fascist? It's a simple question.
Yeah, only at weekends.
Right.
During the week, no. I mean, pies, something to remember about pies is they can be very entertaining. I mean, the comedian Noel Edmonds, he had an idea for a show.
They can't be.
Hey, Richard, let Patsy finish. You've said your point. Okay. Let Patsy...
Yes, as I was saying. So the comedian Noel Edmonds, he once had this show where the contestants had to choose between two pies. And one pie was really nice and contained steak and onions. And the other pie was mostly filled with baby seal. And it was called Seal or No Seal.
Yeah, right.
That was a very entertaining show. Millions watched it.
Yeah.
Without pies, we would never have had
that. I've got a question for you both. Where do you weigh a pie? Where do you weigh a pie?
Patsy?
No, I'm going to tell you. It's somewhere over the rainbow. Somewhere over the rainbow, weigh a pie.
No, you've lost me now, both metaphorically, literally, and in every other sense.
What's your favourite type of pie, Patsy?
My favourite type of pie is American pie, which is full of marshmallow paranoia and Americans. I also quite like the Las Vegas Super Pie, which is a pie full of pies over a mile long. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The stuntman, Evel Knievel, tried to jump over on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
But he was caught short midway and ended up covered in his own gravy in front of a paying crowd of gamblers.
Simple Simon met a pieman, of course, famously.
Yeah.
On Pastry Tinder. And that's a very early example of homosexuality, isn't it? And that's brilliant.
Which
isn't it? Because
wrong.
If you look at, but it's not wrong. If you look at it now.
Mince pie.
I think.
Absolutely vile. The only pie I like is cream pie.
I quite like humble pie, which is made out of humbles. We get cheap humbles from Europe now, but soon we'll have to grow our own. But luckily, the British climate is actually very humble friendly.
Well, they now have womble pie. It's just they're killing off wombles and putting them into pies. I think it's a disgrace.
Well, Great Uncle Bulgaria has dug in now. He has a fort and a line of guns. Bulgaria's Omsk is...
The other thing we must remember, of course, is one must never take a pie and put it anywhere near a key, because that's offensive, isn't it? So, that's just worth pointing out. For anyone,
it's always worth pointing out something.
Considering,
but I was
doing that
where I live on a lake, and they've got lots of pike in there. The fish called pike. They've got sharks.
Oh, the part, yeah, the pike.
My winky. You know, you don't want to have to be going into a hospital with that.
No, you don't. I've got
a pike having bit your winky.
No,
especially if you also have seven types of custard up your bum.
I need
a good pool party.
I need a yes or no answer. For you, from you, on. I've got the number. I've got pi here, and I'm going to run through it up to a great number of decimal places. And after each, I just want a yes or no on whether on whether or not.
Okay. So that's the idea.
Three. Hang on, I haven't started yet. Three.
Yes.
Yes.
three point.
No.
Yes.
One?
Oh, yes.
That's dirty. Are you? No.
Four?
Yes.
Definitely not. That's vile.
One?
Seven's next.
It's not.
No.
Five?
No.
Oh, no. It should have been seven.
All right. Well, look, I mean, it's just interesting because obviously, you know, pie is kind of never ending. So it was just interesting.
It's a divisive subject.
Yeah. And it was just interesting to go around it, given that you know it's a rational number that can't be expressed exactly as a fraction. And there we must leave it. Thank you very much. Of course, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, Richard Griffiths?
Cream pie.
Thank you, Patsy.
Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Good. And there it is. What do you think, though? Pies. Should we criminalise pies? People who eat pies, people who make pies, people who distribute pies, Greggs. Should we criminalise and jail the lot of them? That's what Richard seems to think. We live in post-Brexit Britain. Do we even need pies when we've got Caligas and Dartford? Why do we need them? Get in touch. 87222. Start your message with the word talk. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. I'm John Holmes, and that was The Big Debate.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. Once upon a time, there was a magical place where you could hear tall tales of beastly boys, ghastly girls, and really awful adults. Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, join Britain's best-selling storyteller as he reads from a selection of his brilliant children's books.
Goodbye, ranky-danky rhubarb! Good riddance!
Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books.
Have you discovered the award-winning new Citroën C3? With integrated connected cam Citroën, 36 bi-tone colour combinations, Apple CarPlay and 3 years free servicing. Why not discover it for yourself in showrooms now or search new C3. Citroën. Features available on selected models. 3 year offer ends after 36 months or 35,000 miles are exceeded, whichever occurs soonest. Terms and conditions apply at participating dealers only.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops it feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag refreshing stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause the sip just ain't enough.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Derbyshire, we have one lane closed, queue and traffic long delays due to an accident that is on the M1 southbound between Junction 29 and Junction 28. In Cheshire, delays, one lane blocked, that is due to a broken down car. It's on the M6 southbound between Junction 19 and Junction 18. Elsewhere in Staffordshire, queue and traffic due to an earlier accident, that's on the M6 northbound between Stafford Services and Junction 15. And in Warwickshire, one lane closed, queue and traffic long delays due to an overturned car on the M40, that's northbound between Junction 16 and the M42 for Junction 3A. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Skeletor got £35 off his budget car insurance at Money's Supermarket, and now he feels like the whole world is queuing for his autograph. Like his life's a standing ovation that'll never end. Like he could light up the sky with a flame. Get £35 off budget car insurance. Another epic deal exclusively from Money's Supermarket. Offer ends August 8. New policies only when purchasing budget car insurance through Money's Supermarket before August 8, 2017. Geographical exclusions apply. See Money's Supermarket for full T's and C's.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's just coming up to a time. And Cornelius has, of course, been taking all of your reactions. The big debate there. Do we need pies? Pies, for heaven's sake. People who make pies and eat pies, buy pies and enjoy delicious pies, it should be criminalised, of course. That is what is being called for by the anti-pie lobby. Richard was talking about that, of course, and then listener Patsy was arguing the case. But what do you think about the notion of pies? Do we need pies in post-Brexit Britain now when we've got, as I say, Calagas and Dartford? Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, on Love Island, when they get their heart broken, they call it being pied. That's just coming from useless Love Island trivia.
Yeah.
John, what about the Pied Piper? He led all the pies out of wherever that was. Yeah. And
it was Hamlin.
Hamlin, yes. Yes,
which it's a children's toy shop.
Okay, yeah. He said, and he was allowed to pie around for free. He's not arrested or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's coming from Paella Lawson.
Thanks, Paella. Well, now... Oh, you need to go. You've got to go to the lift.
Oh, I thought that was a...
Run! Run to the lift, Cornelius, for soon the haters will hate via Cornelius in the lift. And if you haven't heard that before, explanation on the way. Before that, though, of course, it's Some Request Friday. On Radio 2, Simon Mayo requests you to request music. And you can call up Simon Mayo and say, oh, Simon, oh, have you got any Matt Bianco? And he goes, yeah, probably, and then puts that on. Have you got any Wang Chung? Yes, it puts that on. Because it's Friday, and that's what they do. We can't do that, because our licence says we're a speech radio station, so we can't play music. But what we can do is play speeches and talks. Your requests and dedications, if you've got a favourite speech or talk, perhaps you have got a one in your head, a speech earworm, and you just can't get rid of it. Just, oh, Churchill is there, we'll fight them on the beaches, and you can't get rid of it. Whatever it might be, the reason doesn't matter. Maybe you're just looking forward to the weekend. A banging Friday speech anthem. That's what we need, isn't it, to take us there. Just like this one that's come in here. Dear John, Kat, Cass, yeah, Con, Chloe, Chloe through there as well, and Sex Luke. Currently, I'm sat at the loom with hundreds of kaftans to make, listening to your programme, and I'm ready to weave my ass off. Please could you put a banger on to get me into the swing of it? I've got a whole lot of neon cotton to spin today. Keep it real. That's from Audrey in Hepburn. And what you'd like to hear is Living Without Shame. How we can empower ourselves, and that's a TED Talk by Whitney Thor, absolute classic, of course. I think there's a statistic, every house in the world has got a copy of this, but what a classic it is. For you, Audrey in Hepburn, here's your speech.
You may have noticed by now that I'm really fat, and that's okay. You wouldn't be the first. Back in 1997, when I was in seventh grade, I heard a question posed about me in the locker room of my middle school. I sat hidden in a bathroom stall, hunched over, not wanting to give myself away, when I heard a girl ask, "When was the last time Whitney saw 90210? I was like more of a Saved by the Bell girl myself, and I'd actually never seen an episode of 90210, so I clenched my muscles and held my pee and waited with bated breath for the answer. And when it came, when she stepped on the scale, the girls erupted into laughter, and I felt the familiar sting of embarrassment seeping into my cheeks. It took me back to my fifth grade year on the soccer field, where the boys had taken to singing a song about me called Baby Beluga that ended with, "She's got a whale of a tail." You might be picturing now how fat I probably was. It's easy to conjure up a mental image of an awkward girl spilling out of her shorts, running up and down the sidelines like, "Hey, I'm open!" But if you have that mental image, you would be wrong.
There you go. That's Whitney Thor, Living Without Shame, How We Can Empower Ourselves. It's a TED Talk, and we're playing that for Audrey this afternoon, who's got in touch. She's in Hepburn, and she's currently sat at a loom. She's got to make 100 kaftans before 4 o'clock. Good afternoon to you, Audrey, and good luck with it. Now then, you know what time it is, don't you? There's a man, he's gone to a lift. Why has he gone to the lift? Because the hater's going to hate. It's the time of the week when we take all of the abuse that we've received on Twitter or on text, on social media in general, and rather than ignore it or block the senders and the perpetrators or report them or have them banned, whatever it might be, no, we positively embrace it. We take all of that abuse and we give it to Con, who takes it to the lift and reads it out loud as that lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we do call Con Descending. So he should be there now. He should be able to hear me. Cornelius, are you there? Cornelius?
Yes. Hello, John.
Hello.
Here I am in the lift. This is what I've changed the radio to.
Or on the beach. Discover great places.
I mean, it's on an advert break, but it's absolute classic rock. Right, oh, let's begin. I think the John Holmes show on Talk Radio excels. Excels at being terrible, sounding awful, and making me turn off my radio.
Hello.
That was a text. Britain have more of a chance of getting a singles champion in this year's Wimbledon than me listening to John Holmes on Talk Radio, tweeted Nelly. How on earth do you think arguing over whether a tennis ball is green or yellow makes good radio? Asked Kevin on the text the other day. After we put a video up on the Talk Radio Facebook page of our PC Brigade sketch, this was one of the comments from Stephen Kingsbury, who said, "Okay, that's John Holmes. I thought he was a clown. Listen once to his show. My God, Talk Radio. Think you can do better with your choice of presenter for this... choice of presenter for this slot." And that's Stephen Kingsbury on Facebook, who I did go on his profile, and he shared an image saying that he is sick of anti-English racism,
right,
as people don't want to celebrate St. George's Day. Right. Hi, guys. We're on the radio right now. What are your names?
Kate.
Trier.
Alberto.
And do you all work here?
Yes, you do.
Whereabouts?
Sales.
Sales, lovely. Can you read out this text that we got into our show?
This is boring. When does Sam Delaney come on?
Good point. Very good point. When Andy Murray corrected that... Oh, yeah, so I did a sketch with Andy Murray. I did an impersonation of him yesterday. This was a comment on the impersonation. I'm going to read it out in his impersonation so you all know what they're talking about. When Andy Murray corrected that journalist, he was completely right, and I support TFL's decision to ban ladies and gentlemen from their station announcements. I'm sick of your right-wing shock jocks taking the mic. You are stuck in the dark ages. Do you like that? This is what was said about that impression. That impression is shocking. Sounds like if Gordon Brown and Sean Connery had a child, and then that child had a stroke, said Elliot. And finally, hearing about the butterflies going through a worrying decline reminded me of your listening figures. Perhaps the butterflies were your listeners. Back to you, John.
Thanks very much indeed. Oh, Cornelius in the lift because the haters gonna hate. So... if you'd like to be in next week's lift-based roll call, then start hating us now. Here's the number to hate us on, 87222. Victoria, do you want to take the honours?
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with some hate.
That's right. And you can feature in next week's condescending. Have your hate read out loud by a man travelling downwards in a lift, occasionally interrupted by the sales staff who work on the top floor. There we go. Right, in the next half an hour, we bring you music. Of course we do. It's what we do on a Friday to take you into the weekend. We drag buskers and musicians into the studio, force them to perform at microphone point. Joe is with us today. He's been in before, but we're going to get a bit of a catch-up with him all on the way in the next half an hour before Yasmin Khan joins you for Drive from 4 o'clock. It's just after 3.30, though, Friday afternoon. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
The Metropolitan Police says it's working with the government to see whether laws on carrying acid need to be tightened after 5 attacks last night. They happened within the space of 90 minutes in North and East London, and officers think they're linked. One of the victims ended up with life-changing injuries. Two teenage boys have now been arrested. Asha Kaur lives off a road where one of the attacks happened.
It's scary because I walk to work and, like, it's just that you always have to watch your back, even with the phone attacks as well, so you just got to be careful, really. So scary to even leave your house.
A specialist from New York will travel to the UK to examine terminally ill baby Charlie Gard on Monday. Mikio Hirano is offered to treat the 11-month-old, whose parents are trying to convince judges to let him go abroad for trial therapy. The judgment isn't expected until later this month. The boss of a sailing company has been found guilty of failing to ensure the safety of a yacht in which 4 sailors were killed when it capsized in 2014. A jury has been discharged after failing to reach a verdict on manslaughter charges concerning the Cheeky Rafiki crew members. England striker Jermaine Defoe has joined hundreds of football fans at Bradley Lowry's funeral in County Durham. He formed a strong friendship with a 6-year-old who died a week ago from a rare form of cancer. And a couple from Weston-super-Mare have gone viral after they knocked themselves out trying to recreate the famous lift scene from Dirty Dancing. Sharon Price and Andy Price are practising the move for their wedding dance. The weather: rain in central and northern areas tonight, drier in the south with lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow's going to stay wet and windy at first with warm and sunny spells in the south and east, highs of 20. There's more in about 25 minutes-ish.
Were Andy and Sharon Price?
Yes.
Are they already married, or have they coincidentally got the same surname?
Let's hope that they've since got married.
Ah, okay, fine. So have you seen this?
I've only seen pictures. I've not seen a video.
No, I haven't seen the video either. I didn't know. I thought it was only pictures, but it was quite funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's hilarious.
You know, but that the famous Dirty Dance is which one? Because I can't remember Dirty Dance. Is that so? It's when
it's Patrick Swayze, yes, and Jennifer Grey, yeah, and they are at a holiday camp. He's a sexy dancer. She's a teenager who's being held back by her conservative family.
Plot. I was talking about the actual dance bit.
Oh, okay. So this is so when Baby fills in for the final dance, right, as it were,
yeah,
and she runs over,
yeah,
and he lifts her in the air above his head, and she's like stretched out.
Right.
And they tried to do that, but
both ended up in A&E and knocked themselves unconscious.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Victoria. Thanks very much indeed. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're going to be talking live music next on Talk Radio.
The Unexplained, Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered whether the internet really does have a future? Or whether hackers and scammers will bring it to its knees? Have you ever wondered whether one of these days we'll have a human colony on Mars? And have you ever wondered whether one of these days soon a robot will take your job?
Exterminate! The man with all the answers is one of the world's most famous scientists, Dr. Michio Kaku. And he's exclusively on The Unexplained with me, HAL 9000, the all-new Howard Hughes radio bot.
The Unexplained, Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Now I wonder if that gorgeous vacuum cleaner will let me buy them a drink.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So here we are. We are Talk Radio. We are here with your Friday afternoon. And if you're a regular listener, you'll know that we bring you live music. Now, a few weeks ago, probably longer than that, Joe, when was it you came in? Can you remember? I can't remember.
7th of April.
That's very specific.
It's only because I looked it up earlier.
Good. I'm glad you did. But 7th. Okay, so back in April. All right. So, but when you came in, you know, we played a couple of tracks for us, as indeed is what we do here. But it turned out, which I didn't know before you arrived, that you were suffering from cancer. And we talked about it, of course, on air a little bit. And we said, come back, because I think we're going to have some more treatment and stuff. And we thought we'd follow you with it. So remind us when you came in April, what the situation was.
Back in April, I had relapsed sometime just before Christmas. And I had been told that I'd have to have a donor stem cell transplant, which was different from the first transplant I had, where I had my own cells back. So this time I was getting in this case, because I didn't have any relative family members who were similar, like type to me.
Yeah.
I had to get some stranger's cells put into me to basically be my new immune system. So within a month of finishing the radio thing here, I was in hospital for a week of extreme chemotherapy.
Yeah, because I remember that. That's right. You told us you were about to go in, but it's great to see you. You know, out and about and looking well, actually. You know, so it's that. So in terms of you went in, and I know you told us at the time you're a bit worried about it because, you know, as you say, it's a very extreme form of radiotherapy, isn't it? So was it as bad as you were expecting? I mean, how was it?
The chemo wasn't as bad as I expected. Last time it was much, much worse.
Okay.
Because it was a different regimen than they had used previously. I did have an allergic reaction to one part of it. My whole face swelled up. I was on the drug for about 6 hours and my face just went, and I was like, oh God, no. So,
is that common?
It is common for the drug. Yeah. They said it's common. And I thought I was going to get away with it because I was in the last half hour of the drug. And then all of a sudden my face just swelled up to like,
and what do they do if you're allergic to something, a drug they have to give you?
Generally that you can't really stop. There is no such thing as stopping when it comes to chemo. So, you've just got to keep going through with it. And they give you like, adrenaline, I'm not too sure what they really give you. Piriton was definitely
something, in fact, as simple as Piriton, which you take for hay fever or whatever, don't you?
Yeah. So they give you that and they pump you full of that. And then, hopefully it settles. If not, keep pumping your full of Piriton, I guess, and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Really. Luckily, it didn't go too far. I just got a bit itchy, a bit of a swollen face, bit of asthma. But apart from that,
and then that sort of passed.
Yeah.
And then in terms of the treatment, then from then on, and you said it was a week. It was a
week of extreme chemotherapy.
Right.
And then what happened was I decided to admit myself to hospital straight away because I did it last time. I tried to brave it and it just didn't work out very well. So I admit myself to hospital straight away and spent, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks locked in a room, about this size. Barely,
which has got a small radio studio.
Very, very, very small. And with nothing but a TV, computer games, and my guitar.
Yeah.
And was locked in the room for 3 weeks and then came out. And the reason I was locked in the room, just so you know, is I had no immune system.
This is infection.
Yeah. So if I went outside and somebody gave me a cold, I'd probably be dead.
Yeah.
So I was locked outside the room.
So in that terms, just coming back to that, because most people listening would be going, what? How does that work? So when you say locked in a room, I mean, is it hermetically sealed?
No, because
germs get everywhere, don't they?
We just call it locked.
Right.
I call it locked because you can't actually leave. People can come in and stuff and you can say whoever you want to come in. But for me, I said to nobody apart from whoever needs to be there.
Yeah. Do they have to wear masks and stuff to come in? Or is it, or?
Not my family, but the nurses and stuff who work there, because they'd be seeing other people and stuff on
course,
the ward.
Yeah.
And if they came in and they've seen somebody who has like an infection, they come in and see me, then that's where the problems kick off.
I see.
So,
and when you were in there with your guitar, I mean, did you play that deliberately to annoy nurses? Or
no, I did that to annoy the people beside me. No, I did it to just to keep myself entertained the whole time, because I absolutely love playing.
Did
guitar.
You have the internet?
No.
What?
Yeah, I did my phone. Because the hospital does have Wi-Fi, but it doesn't allow you to play computer games and it doesn't allow you to stream anything.
Yeah.
So you can surf the internet and like look up, I don't know, whatever, but you can't actually stream or do anything. So I just used my phone, tethered it to my computer or whatever I was doing, and did it that way.
And how many films did you get through?
Let's just put it this way. I watched like 50 hours of Big Bang Theory. It was really bad, and I did that in 3 days.
You've got to have a plan. If you're going to be stuck in a room for that long, you've got to have a box set.
Yeah, I can't remember all the stuff I watched. I watched like all the Star Wars.
But while this is going on, though, the treatment's continuing.
No, at this or point, it's just because the blood's dropped right down, and then they come back up. So in this period, you're A, really tired, and B, really prone to infection. So you spend your time in this room just literally lying there, doing the basic necessities, trying to keep your weight up, because if you get something called mucositis, which is where your entire mouth swells up and gets ulcers and goes all the way through you, all the way through your digestive tract, and it becomes really hard and difficult to eat. So apart from the fact that you stop eating and you stop drinking, they're like, come on, eat and drink. And you're like, oh, I don't feel like it. And you feel really sick. So on top of all that, you're losing weight. I think I lost 5 kilos in that week.
Yeah.
And then since I've come out, I got something in my mouth. It was like some sort of fungal infection or something. And I got another 5 kilos down. So I was like 65 kilos and now I'm back up to 72.
Yeah.
So it's like a massive kind of...
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's like juggling. It's great.
Well, look, it's good to see you here, right? Yeah. So thanks so much for coming in, because you're going to be playing for us a couple of tracks. We're going to take Traffic and Travel now.
Yeah.
I don't want to. We're just contractually obliged. and then we'll come back and hear a couple of songs and talk some more. Yeah. Joe's with us. As I say, it's his second appearance on the show. We were getting an update on his story. And we'll be back with music from him live in the studio on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Aww. 5-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner. Full service.
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy the delicious 99p mayo chicken. Part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 from my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Yes, you can afford a new car. Scrap your old car, and on top of our other great offers, we'll give you £2,000 scrappage to put towards a shiny new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
Gary's not in the office. Gary's in Marbella, applying after sun to his shoulders at the poolside bar. He's having a lovely time, but he's also missing out on business. With eReceptionist, Gary could have had all his calls professionally answered and diverted to other numbers or to colleagues, so he never misses out on business. But instead, he's getting burned on two fronts. Go to ereceptionist.co.uk to find out more and to sign up for your free 30-day trial. Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid charges.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of white Dulux Trade Supermat for only £26.95 ex-VAT. Now, that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Derbyshire, we have slow traffic due to an earlier accident. A lorry and a car involved on the M1 southbound. That's between junction 29 and junction 28. Elsewhere in Cheshire, delays. One lane closed. Very slow traffic due to a broken down car. It's on the M6 southbound between junction 19 and junction 18. Not helped due to roadworks in the area. Travel time there is about an hour. And in Warwickshire, we have one lane closed. Queuing traffic. Long delays there. That is due to an overturned car. It's on the M40 northbound between junction 16 and the M42 for junction 3A, with congestion back to junction 15. I'm Sammy Jolo. We'll be right back.
Skeletor got £35 off his budget car insurance at Money's Supermarket, and now he feels like the whole world is queuing for his autograph. Like his life's a standing ovation that'll never end. Like he could light up the sky with a flame. Get £35 off budget car insurance. Another epic deal exclusively from Money's Supermarket. Offer ends August 8. New policies only when purchasing budget car insurance through Money's Supermarket before August 8, 2017. Geographical exclusions apply. See Money's Supermarket for full T's and C's.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, Joseph Doran, is it Doran or Doran? Am I getting that right, Joe?
Doran.
Okay, beg your pardon. Joseph Doran is with us. And he's playing a couple of songs for us, of course, live in the studio. I must tell you about the gear he's got very quickly. You thought Ed Sheeran had effects, pedals and loops, but what you're about to hear, Joe is doing all himself. And I think what we're starting with?
Shape of
You. So we're starting with an Ed Sheeran. Joe, take it away.
At the table doing shots, drinking fast, and we talk slow. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me. Trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now I'll do my hand stop, but then a man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love is handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come coming now, follow my lead. Whoa, whoa. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bed sheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why. I'm in love with your body. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why. I'm in love with your body. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of one weekend. We'll let the story begin. Going out on our first date. Well, you and me, we're thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I'll fill up a plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family is doing okay. And even getting the taxi and kissing the backseat, tell the driver, make the radio play. I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love is handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. Oh, whoa, whoa. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bed. Does she smell like you? Every day discovering something brand new. Oh, I'm in love with your body. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why. I'm in love with your body. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why. I'm in love with your body. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why. I'm in love with your body. Every shape you please in something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 Come on, be my.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet too. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. And on my bed she smelled like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Oh, I'm in love with your body. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why. Oh, I'm in love with your body.
The studio for us. Joe, because I need to hear another song, we are running out of time, so I'm going to say one thing to you, which is remind us where we can find you online, musically speaking.
So if you type in Joseph... If you type in Joseph Doran Music on Google, or just Joseph Doran, I should pop up in the first two pages of Google. Type in Joseph Doran Music, it will be the first.
All right.
If you type it on Facebook, I'll be there. Type it in Twitter, I'll probably be there. we're kind of getting a bit, you know, into the smaller bits. But that's Google, definitely.
That's the thing. There are so many platforms now, Joe, you know, it's hard to keep up, frankly. Right, look, let's crack straight into song two, which is what?
This is a song called All Right. I wrote it when I got diagnosed with cancer, probably about 2 or 3 months after.
Yeah.
I haven't wrote one since. So it's a bit... It's like the only song about cancer I wrote, ironically.
Okay.
Like, I write songs about everything but it. I just feel like they're all cheesy. Bear with me.
That's all right, you take your time. Frankly, Yasmin Khan can wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's out there
right,
listening to
there me. There we go.
Fine.
Right.
Good.
Right, ready? No, I'm not.
So many things to remember.
Hey, look, there's a lot of gear there. I mean, what listeners can't see is the fact that on the floor beneath Joe is a great big board full of manner of pedals.
It must be like playing guitar and piano at the same time.
Yeah.
That's how
operate between them all the time. But are you ready? Okay, we ready to go?
Yep, ready.
Here we go.
In a heartbeat, life could change forever, but no, it will be alright. And in a heartbeat, life could end, but it doesn't have to be yours tonight. And I could hold you as long as you want. And I wish I could do more for you. Cause we fall and we break sometimes. That's alright, we stand and we take a shot. Remember who we are. We will fight to the end. Cause we fall and we break sometimes. That's alright, we stand and we take a shot. Remember who we are. We will fight to the end.
take a moment, think it out. You have what it takes to make it through. To think beyond that, to where the future lies. Could you really give up when all that could be a lie? And I could hold you as long as you want. I wish I could do more for you. Oh, cause we fall and we break sometimes. That's alright, we stand and we take a shot. Remember who we are, we will fight to the end. Cause we fall and we break sometimes. That's alright, we stand and we take a shot. Remember who we are, we will fight to the end. We will fight to the end. We will fight to the end.
Stuff, Joe. Listen, thanks so much for coming in. And so, what next for you?
I'm just waiting for my next scan.
Okay, when's that?
Really?
When is it?
That's 3rd of August.
All right, you keep us posted, right?
Yep.
Okay, because we'd love to have you back in again.
Okay,
Joe. Thank you so much. Excellent stuff. Reminders of that website again.
Joe'sAdoraMusic.co.uk.
That'll do. That's Joe. Yasmin Khan is with you from 4 o'clock, which is very soon indeed. She's got Friday Drive. Hello, Yasmin.
Hello, John Holmes. How are you?
I'm very all right, thank you.
Excellent.
So what...
excellent music, by the way.
Isn't he good?
Yes.
Isn't that good?
Awesome. I love your busker spot.
We love Joe.
Yes.
All right, so what are you doing?
Okay, so...
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog. Yeah, the guy who voices Kermit has lost his job.
I don't understand why. I can't... He's
by the
not
way, just
why.
Just for the purposes of... I'm not leading with that. Yeah. We're not leading with that at 4 o'clock.
You should. It's the big one.
We will mention it on the show, I am sure.
But why has he lost it? I don't know.
Oh. We'll find out. Our trending reviewer knows everything.
It's with diversity.
Yeah. They've got a different coloured frog or something.
You can't have all colours of frogs.
It can't all be green.
No.
Anyway.
That's froggist.
Stop it.
All right.
Harriet Harman is speaking to me at 4 o'clock. She is calling on, well, cross-party help, really, to stop all the abuse that's happening of female MPs. So we're going to talk to her about how big of an issue it is, how hard it's been for her to be a female MP, some of the types of abuse that female MPs get. I've seen some of it. It's grim.
This is like on social media. And
on social media. But also, I think, within our corridors of power.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. So we'll be talking to her. In light of Grenfell, Anna Minton, she is a writer. She's author of Big Capital. You're going to want to hear what she says about all the hidden links between councils, developers and lobbyists and how that's affecting our housing and changing our cities. She's got a lot to say about it. And also, he's one of the kind of hottest actors around. And if you don't know him by name, James McArdle, you soon will. He's in an epic play at the moment called Angels of America, which is on at the National, which is set in the midst of the 80s AIDS crisis in the US.
Yep.
And he's kind of in, he's one of these that's going to be in everything. He's starting to win awards. And be nominated alongside Ian McKellen and people like that.
Oh.
So one of the hottest actors in one of the hottest plays is talking to us later on Drive.
Yasmin, with you from, well, next. I'm John Holmes. We'll be back on Monday, 1 till 4. Have a good weekend.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.